all that important stuff. Now you're going to, you went to the Vanity Fair party, so you're in with the in crowd here.
I am very rich and famous, as you guys can tell, obvi, right? No, I thought it was a mistake that I was invited. Even my publicist who does the publicity for the show was like really confused why they were gonna allow me to be there. Like she's like, do you know someone that works at that restaurant? Like, why are you invited? And I was so excited. I brought my sister and I saw you there and you guys looked amazing. And I thought the nicest thing I could do would be to not talk to you. That was my gift to you. Oh, there's me and my sister. My road manager also. And
I'm sorry, I didn't see you. I would have said hello, but it was crazy. There are a lot of people there.
Everyone is so famous. I thought it was a mistake. I thought we would get there and somebody would hand me a tray and be like, you're going to stand here and give out shrimp shumai. And I was like, great, people love that.
Yeah.
But we got all dolled up and we felt really beautiful. We were like, wait, because I think every woman, you're like kind of suspicious. Like, am I maybe gorgeous? Like, maybe... Maybe I'm a model and I haven't just like stumbled on the right look yet, you know? And I got there and I felt really good. And then I walked in and was just hit with a wall of all the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models. And I was like, oh, okay. And I understood, like, I'm not really a woman. I'm harvesting organs for a real woman. In case, like, if Kate Upton one day needs a liver, I'll be like, here, this is yours. Like, please, right? I realized that night because I feel good. I know how to dress where it looks good on me. Like, I highlight this area a lot, like, right above the knee or here. Mm. Like, this three-quarter length sleeve, this is not an accident. This is like, look. It's like, what? How's there no ring on this finger? This girl is... Look at this section. But then, like, here, it kind of hits the fan. Under here, it's like, kind of like a lava lamp. Like, things are moving, and nothing really settles, you know? It's very confusing in this section.
Oh. Wow, you're getting a lot of people that'll be calling you now. Because yeah. That's
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Atomic of lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
And she's like, okay, but you have to cover the cost of the dress. And I was like, well, I thought that was standard anyways. And she sends me a picture of the dress. And she goes, by the way, it's $313. That okay. MF.
You have a picture.
Okay. Is that camouflage?
Yes.
Yes.
No, no.
Yes.
And I hunt and I do all that, but I would never.
$300 for basically a shower cushion.
$113.
Like, I feel like I may as well just show up in my own hunting gear. Like, screw that. Save money.
We're going to post on the More Like Radio Facebook for the podcast listeners. But in what situation would you be in where you would need to be not noticeable in a wedding by deer?
Well, I mean...
directly. That's what I want to know. Sorry.
I mean, I won't have to worry about where to stand because you won't be able to see me anyways.
Where do I stand?
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you for playing Daft Punk, even though I told you off air last week, please don't play Daft Punk, because then the entire YouTube video gets muted.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. No, don't worry about it. It's just more work for me.
You didn't tell me to do that last week.
I'll leave this goddamn show if you tell me I didn't tell you that.
He'll do it, bro.
I swear to God, Dutch, I told you, please do not play Daft Punk.
I do what I want. I'm a rebel.
Shut
hey, everybody.
Up,
welcome to Dutch and Royce. That bitch screaming is Royce Lopez.
And that Dutch will be the bitch screaming when I forward him all the copyright emails all day tomorrow. Because he loves that.
I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. Here with my other co-host, Marie Lopez.
I'm with Royce here. He totally said to not play that.
I didn't remember, and I apologize if I forgot.
You're not apologizing because you're still playing it.
Yeah, but we're on our stream. Who cares?
Well, he's talking about the YouTube stream.
About the YouTube stream.
I don't think you understand how things work anymore.
I understand. I don't really give a shit at this point.
Cool.
We're also here with Mitch Chimhile.
Hi.
We're also here with Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
Johnny Cake Sanzari. And for the first time in a long time, Mike Mershealy.
Yes, hi. Not to be a stickler, but did anybody bring up the issue with the Daft Punk music yet? I'm sorry, I haven't.
Oh, you mean this know. Music?
Yeah, that would be the music. Hi, guys.
It's too late now. Whatever. What are we going
to
do?
No, it's not because, see, YouTube will allow me eventually to cut out just the part that has a music bed under. So the longer you do it, the more work I have to do. But no, now it's going to be funny. So keep doing it. I get it. But that's just so you understand why this is infuriating me. Because much like everything, I do most of the work and everybody else fucking has fun.
Hey, Royce.
That's just the worst.
Relax, dude. Big deal. Whatever.
It's a pretty good song.
Hey, Royce.
Yeah, no. Big deal because I have to do it. Yeah.
Would it cut out?
You don't have to do it. Whatever.
It
the show doesn't get on YouTube and whatever. They can just listen to the podcast.
That?
Yeah, because.
Go ham sandwich.
Because copyright via.
Go ham sandwich. Exactly.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
Is that going to be copyrighted too? Do I have to get rid of my buttons now?
No I literally said just Daft Punk.
Literally? Cause like
this song,
literally.
All right, but listen.
If I hung up on him right now,
to be fair.
If I hung up on him right now, what do you?
To be fair,
work?
I know that they use the copyright stuff on music that's still selling. But are Daft Punk really missing out on a whole lot of royalties?
Oh no,
from Robot
I specifically
Rock?
Made fun of it and said that I can't believe Daft Punk are bunch of bitches. But please don't play Daft Punk because then I have to do shit after.
I
the
honestly
show.
Don't remember that. I'm not even being a dick.
Yeah, I know it's blacking out. I get it.
I understand why you don't hear the latest Gucci Mane song. But like we're not talking about. My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. Like, I don't think their legal department's firing off letters every day. Like, take it down. They're happy that anybody has a Lit song
man,
up on YouTube.
Oh, man, that's another white trash rock band we forgot about.
Yeah, bro, Miserable. Best B-side
You
ever.
Make me come.
Yeah, get it?
Complete.
As in, like,
Complete.
Ejaculate.
Miserable.
Oof.
On the rage scale, how red is Royce's face right now?
I'm actually over it already. I saw something funny. And
yeah, he's
okay, we'll be back.
Is now a time I can hang up on him?
I don't care. It doesn't matter anymore.
Just tell me when
I'm already going to be frustrated tomorrow at this point.
Dude,
it doesn't matter.
It became a bit. Just let it go.
No, Jesus. Don't worry. I can't wait till I start my bits again
let
with
it
you.
Go.
The fun bits
let
that you
it
like.
Go.
What? What happened to this this station that was fun? Now all of a sudden.
He's acting like I'm a fucking Nazi because I said please do not cause me more work tomorrow. Not because of anything
Stalinism.
Else. I didn't say
it's not like you do anything anyways.
The one band that has legal ramifications with the stream that is gritting us new listeners, and you're putting up a fight because you're too embarrassed to recall that we told you not
again,
to do that.
Again, in all fairness, it's a Daft Punk song. Are they even around anymore?
Again, no
yes,
one.
Yes, they are.
Nobody is not. No one's talking about how ridiculous
why
it is.
Daft
I get
Punk,
it's
why are
ridiculous.
We even talking about Daft
we're
Punk.
Only talking about the fact that we're tired of our Ustream being, or I'm sorry, our YouTube stream being
muted.
Taken.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't MCA die anyway? So why does Daft Punk even relevant?
It's not a funny bit when the listeners literally can't hear
You're
it.
You're thinking of Beastie Boys.
Should we start over? I have a different song
that
I know
much
isn't
of a difference?
Copyrighted.
Is it Around the World?
No, it's my friend's band. You want to start over?
It doesn't matter now. It's already happened, so I can't make
that
it.
That means
it
yes.
It's already happened, so Royce's entire life is ruined now.
Exactly.
Just evening,
it's
not life.
And morning. Don't forget your morning.
And also morning, you're right.
Maybe partially into the afternoon.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what'd you guys do this weekend?
Oh, me? Dealt with copyright violations from YouTube?
Why don't you ask Mersh what he did in the last year?
Mersh, we haven't talked to you in a long time. And by the way, I saw you guys did another Fifth Circle show. I haven't listened to it yet. I was really happy. I was like, oh yeah, shit, yeah. He's back on the. What are you doing in Orlando?
Warrants mostly. No,
band warrant.
I had some, that's what I left a cherry pie cooling on a windowsill. It's a really long story from A to B. No, yeah, I had some days off, and we've been talking about having me come here. But I was having technical issues with my board, so that gave us more of an excuse to physically come here. No, oddly enough, money is one of the few things I'm not totally in horrible shape about. Everything else. Completely off the chain, fucked up, but but earning a living and not, you know, and having food in a pantry in a house, those are all pretty easy to line up. So that's good.
Okay, you're still in Tampa.
I am in the beautiful, the jewel of the Gulf Coast, Tampa, Florida.
have you taken it over yet?
It is the no. I don't want it. They can have it back. Actually, boy.
When did the Tampa takeover go away?
Sometime in between when I got booked and somewhere in between when I got fired, when I sued a guy, and then when I got booked in jail, probably somewhere in those several week
period. And that's because it happened in Polk County. Right? What would have? What do you think it would have happened if that same situation would have happened like in Orlando?
In Orlando?
Or Tampa.
I don't know, if I'd gotten locked up, the jail process would have been a lot easier. But I'm confident if I'd been pulled over in Tampa in the shape I was in, I wouldn't have went to jail. I wouldn't even have, I would have talked my way out of it.
Right.
I'd been pulled over so many times.
Give me your keys. I'll come back here in the morning as long as you're still here.
Yeah, I've been pulled over in Hillsborough County, Orange County, all those counties, and I was always fine. This was just...
Wait, after like the sixth county, you get like a free sandwich or something?
Yeah, Polk County gets mad because it's like, oh, it's Sunday night. There's barely any cars on the road. Like, why are you doing 110 miles an hour? Like, they're just fucking babies.
Right.
There's that whole thing, you know, and then, yeah, so then somewhere between there, I guess. But I'm not in jail now, and I'm not, you know, going through benzo withdrawals while the entire internet hates me, so it could be worse.
Holy shit, I cannot believe that's happening.
We're doing good.
What? Am I missing something?
I want to know how the brewmaster's doing.
I'm
missing something.
I want to know how the brewmaster's doing.
Who's the brewmaster?
Mr. Mitch.
Oh, yeah, Mitch, how's your latest batch doing?
My latest batch, I had an Oktoberfest, which wasn't done fermenting, so I had to bring it in and reinvigorate it. So
you have an Oktoberfest in April?
Yes.
How do you reinvigorate beer?
Shake it up. I added some sugar.
Just go in there, give it a pep talk. Yeah. Just kind of, you're like, listen, guys, you were fermenting wonderfully. Seriously, keep up the good work.
No, I had to yell at them because they stopped.
Nobody likes micromanaging, dude.
He just went in and yelled at his distillery and he just goes in and yells at barrels of beer. You know, I was having a meeting with the vice president of sales last week and your name came up. You know, a lot of big
and
things.
You are not performing.
You've got a big future.
You need to step up your game, otherwise I'm dumping you.
But that wouldn't reinvigorate me.
Well, did it work?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's working, and it seems to be going pretty good, so I'll probably bottle it in the next week or so. And then I have another batch of brown ale, which will be done in about a week. So I'll have 10 gallons of beer bottled.
Yeah, in like 6 months. I can go get 10 gallons of beer right now.
Yeah, you could.
Boom,
but it
done.
Won't be as good as mine.
Sherry, are you still making your toilet wine or whatever, however you make it?
Yeah, I have a 6-gallon batch of a red blend going right now.
How long does that normally take to make?
4 to 6 weeks, depending on the kit.
See, that's how you know people aren't addicts. You know what I mean? When they're actual connoisseurs.
No, you're not
actually
addict.
Creating things. No. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm a beer aficionado. I'm making a beer in 8 months. I'm going to have it. Oh, really? When is the Coke guy get here? When is he coming? I called him 20 minutes ago.
Here's the thing. You're not an addict when you're making it, but at the end, you have 30 fucking bottles of wine.
Well, you
and they're like, ooh, I got all this wine. I'm going to drink.
Well,
and
then
Sherry's like, oh, no, I only have 2 cases of wine left. I need to make
two
more.
2 weeks after I bottle.
I love how he says nobody's an addict when they make something. Somebody's never made a late night trip to pick up 3 cases of Sudafed.
That is true.
I do have some honey wines that are taking about 2 years.
Honey wine?
2 years?
Like a mead.
That'd take a while.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I thought it would take a year, but it's still not ready.
It at a year, and it was not good.
It's just like a mead of medieval times, except now, and nobody will drink it. But other than that, it's just like a mead.
So wait, it either takes 4 to 6 weeks or 2 years.
Yeah, seriously, well, this is the worst
because,
timetable.
No, that's because wine is made of grapes and mead is made of honey.
Yeah, but no, what's the, you know, go-getter grapes that get them done in 4 to 6 weeks and the slowpokes that go 2 years?
Seriously.
Because the slowpokes are made with honey and not
grapes.
They said it twice already, you non-listening
dude,
boob.
If you had a contractor if you had a contractor give you an estimate like that on grout work, yeah. you would just fire
no,
them.
Because if
no,
you
I'm not going to wait that long.
Oh, this is honey grout.
It yeah, no, it's really good.
So if you asked me, like, okay, I want to make a mead. How long is it going to take? I'm like, well, it's going to take you 2 years. If you said, I want a wine, how long is it going to take? I'll tell you, it's going to take you 6 weeks because they're made of different things.
How much to make delicious natural ice?
I think you go to 5 minutes down to the liquor store.
How long does it take to pee? That's how long. Bad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You just drink actual beer, piss it out into a can.
How much money are you saving?
Tens of dollars.
My bottles of wine are about $3 a bottle.
Yeah, her wine is about $3 a bottle. I think my beers come in at about 75 cents a piece.
I'm assuming deal. This isn't for the savings purposes. It's just for the fun of it, right?
No, this is for fun.
This is a good deal. I'll purchase 10 gallons. Cool. I want them ready by October.
Yeah.
I want to make dandelion wine.
That sounds very bitter.
Yeah, sounds like I can do it out of my front yard for real cheap.
Aren't dandelions the little flowers you used to smell and they'd make you want to pee?
I don't. I do not recall any flower that's ever made me want to pee.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The smell of dandelions used to make me want to pee when I was a little kid.
Is that maybe it's just you?
I think that might be you.
Is that no? Now I gotta look.
I've never heard that before.
Dandelions.
It's the first I've ever heard of that.
Lions. Hold on.
No.
Make me sneeze. Make me pee.
Is that did it?
Oh no, it didn't.
Wait, hold on. Do dandelions make you wet the bed?
Do dandelions make you wet the bed? Science blur. Hold on. Wait.
This might be a new thing.
Some people remember as kids hearing about the rumor about dandelions. It is stated that if you smell or come in contact with dandelions, that you will pee the bed at night. This is the one of many tales that children like to share with each other. The idea is a myth, of course. However, just like all myths, there's truth hidden within the fable. Dandelions may not cause the wetting of the bed, but it is possible for it to be a factor. This stems from the fact that the plant is a diuretic. Okay, all right, Mike's right.
Boom.
A diuretic increases the amount of
wait,
urine.
But smelling it will make you
feel like you have to pee?
Yeah.
Well, there's something about like later. Okay, I'm sorry, keep reading. I apologize.
However, in order for you to experience the diuretic property of dandelions, you would have to more than simply smell it. You would have to digest it. Were you eating them?
I mean, probably yeah. I was a dumb kid.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even necessarily remember. I just remember the knowledge of the dandelion and the pea thing.
I have no idea this related, but French
which
dandelion.
You found one article on the internet to back up what I said. So obviously it's all true.
Barely backs it
if
up.
You read. Okay. So if you read down farther, it says in French, a dandelion is called a pissenlit, which is literally translated to piss in bed. And if you type in piss and lit in Google Image, you're going to get pictures of dandelions.
Yeah, but those people pee all over each other and stuff anyway, just for foreplay.
That is true.
The French are weird.
I never smelled them and had to pee, but I do know that like when I was sneaking something as a kid, I always felt like I had to shit, like a fight or flight kind of thing.
Maul says the dandelion and the pee thing was my favorite Narnia book. It was right after Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Man, that C.S. Lewis is a son of a bitch.
Is that who wrote it?
Yes.
By the way, what a terrible series of books. What a terrible concept.
It was about religion.
Oh, I liked them.
Yeah, no,
C.S. Lewis was the most religious author on the face of the planet.
C.S. Lewis was more
so many Jesus undertones.
That's absolutely true. I can't confirm that.
Yeah, C.S. Lewis did write a lot of like biblical stuff, like the Bible. Mm-hmm. Was one of them, right?
I don't know if he wrote it. I know John had a chapter.
Wasn't it Jerry Bible?
He wrote the chapters of the Bible that had white Jesus in it.
Oh, the good Bible.
Yeah.
I was thinking Lion Jesus.
No, you're thinking of the Lion King.
Oh. Yeah, no, wasn't like the guy who wrote...
Beetlejuice?
The Hobbit books. Lord of the Rings?
J.R.
Tolkien and C.S. Lewis were like buddies in the war.
That's not true. All of that's a lie.
Am I
BF.
Make that up?
Motherfucking F's. No, you were right, yo.
That's all lies and conjecture.
Tolkien was a guy from Tribe Called Quest that just died, right?
Yeah, no. That was Fife.
Ah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, sorry.
That's even sadder.
Yeah, I know. No, it was.
I fucking.
Barney Fife?
Yeah, Barney Fife.
You were thinking of the guy from Onyx.
Oh.
Very good. A lot of people confuse those two.
What do you think Onyx is doing right now?
Nothing since that one episode, one story arc in The Wire.
God, that was a long time ago.
No, Onyx is doing good, though. I mean, the material. It's still selling.
It's doing great. Doing well. In the Caribbean, especially. Have you ever been on a cruise?
Well, no, you're Hispanic, so I know you have.
Oh, God, we're like Diamond members. It's not even a fucking joke. Our family, because my family took me on a cruise so much as a kid, I'm fucking, every time I'm on a cruise ship, I get like free money to gamble.
They just like kiss his feet and shit.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. Speaking of cruises, so recently,
Japan?
I don't know what happened, but my number got given out to one of those, you know, congratulations, you won a free cruise numbers.
We got that too.
Oh, you did? Hold on.
How to get my number off their
calling
list.
Wait, guys, that's my B. You didn't want to be on that call list?
Oh, this is your fault.
Ah, fuck. I fucked up.
Let me guess, Dutch. It's for Royal Caribbean Cruise or something like that?
And they didn't say. They just said call this number back. But I can't figure out how to get me off their call list. Does anybody know a trick for that?
Yeah, there's this trick. Ready? You call. Well, who's your provider?
AT&T.
All right, call AT&T, right? You say, hi, my name's Joel Van Wingard, and I want a new phone number. That's about the only way.
Damn it. Yeah, or between that and like, hey, we can improve your credit rating. And it's all like, it's gotten progressively worse in like the last 6 months.
Or you get their phone number and give it to Cousin Joe. I mean, either way, They will stop calling.
I should do that.
Oh, I read something online the other day that said if you answer your phone with, hey, you're on the air, most people will leave you alone.
Yeah, most people hang up.
Yeah, but no, it's all recorded messages, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So well, are you kidding me?
Have you listened through to the end of the message to see if there's something that you can do to take yourself off?
I have, actually.
Are you kidding?
And they just said, call this number back, and I never... Maybe I should just call that number and say, hey, take me off.
Marie, we don't even give people the luxury of letting them know they're on the air when they're on the
air.
That's true. Like, how do you expect me to remember doing that off the air?
I mean, remember John's sexy encounter in San Diego?
Oh, yeah, that was hot.
That was
hot stuff.
Speaking of which, John, any updates on your new pet chipmunk?
God, he was so frigging buff, I couldn't believe it.
And second of all, it's a squirrel.
Oh, squirrel.
Not a chipmunk. We don't have chipmunks in Florida.
A buff baby. What? All right.
Yeah, there are no chipmunks in Florida. They're all squirrels.
Huh.
It's really weird. You'd think that there'd be both of them.
We have a lot of lizards. We have a lot of lizards.
If squirrels can survive, what the fuck are chipmunks doing not coming into Florida?
I mean, do you want some? We could probably catch a couple hundred of them.
We want your fucking shitty Minnesota chipmunks.
We don't need them. It's just kind of weird.
Look, we don't want
that. We don't have them. We don't
release them like the boa constrictors and see how they flourish.
We don't.
They live in Minnesota to annoy hunters.
Watch it turn out to be like the wild hog problem in Texas, where they just take over everything and you have to get Ted Nugent in there with a helicopter.
Look, nobody wants your dead squirrels and chipmunks in your prison wine, okay?
True.
Wait, Cakes, squirrel update. Is he online?
John! He's on the line. He probably can't be heard for one reason or another. He's probably panicking right the fuck now. And
that's
we'll
lost,
hear
baby.
Him.
That's lost.
Maybe he just checked out.
And we will hear him in a minute or two.
Maybe that voice just made him run away.
I'm right here.
There you go.
I know you are.
You're going to destroy John. He's very sensitive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn it over to John Repressed Memory Sanzari.
I was panicking. I was...
John?
I wasn't panicking. I was waiting for you guys to finish stop babbling.
John, back to you.
You guys can't hear me, can you?
We can.
Oh, we can hear you.
Oh, we can hear you perfectly fine. John, back to you.
I thought you guys were like fucking with me.
No one's fucking
like
with
that. Like he's like a. You're like no, like.
You done?
So what's up with the squirrel, bro?
Yeah, squirrel. What happened to your pet squirrel?
Every morning, it greets me in the morning, and I feed it sunflower seeds.
And there's also Halo on the corner of his.
Now you don't have
bed.
This thing tethered in the backyard. It's like it's free to roam around.
It's free to go wherever it pleases. To be honest,
and he hangs out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dude, have you seen my backyard?
No, I have not, because I haven't been to your house.
It looks like fucking Narnia, man. Why would any squirrel want to not leave?
Yeah, it's true. His backyard's pretty crazy. There's a giant rock in the middle of his backyard with a master sword in it. True story.
Yeah, that is true.
True story.
No one can fucking pull it out. It's weird as shit.
Well, you know, you have to be that guy.
One true king.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have faith that the squirrel's going to pull it out.
I hate... Wait, I like it when you pull out.
What?
She confused herself. Did you hear the I hate? No, wait, nope.
Sherry has the goddamn worst sexy talk on the planet.
Yeah, I'd prefer that if you'd go softer.
Oh, I love it when you pull out.
Stick your penis in me, Mitch.
Don't give me a baby.
Yeah. Let's have some responsible sex on the ottoman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was distracted by an ad I have on Facebook.
What do you say you and I have one or two drinks and then have sex for a reasonable amount of time and then go back to what you and I were doing mutually? That's sexy stuff right there.
Awkward.
Oh, you're giving me some alone time? I fucking love you.
Hey, honey. It's a rerun of Bones. We don't have to watch it. Let's screw.
Let's. It's just like, it's not even like sexy talk. Yeah. It's just a matter of fact retelling. Yeah. Hey, why don't we make like last Thursday and you can just kiss me till my bra's off and then we'll have quick sex. Go back to watching Crossing Jordan.
Hey, bitch.
Jerry's telling Mitch, you can't put on Grey's Anatomy. You know what McDreamy does to me. Come over here, you big stud muffin.
Hey, babe, guess what? I just finished the dishes 20 minutes earlier.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
You better get on that.
It is real sexy when Mitch does the dishes or does the laundry. It gets
when
me.
When I do things that humans are expected to do, it really turns her on.
Every once in a while, I'm like, oh, you did the dishes. Thanks, babe. And then in my head, I'll be like, wait, why did I thank him? He should do them.
I thought you were going to say, wait, why did I thank him? Why aren't I not blowing him right now?
Right? Yeah, right. That's what you should be saying.
I just want to see.
Oh, no. And then you don't even know this, Mitch. Sherry has these weird, like, photo shoots in the garage with, like, naked girls, but Mitch isn't allowed in there. It's like,
Marie's allowed in there.
No, I am allowed in there. I just don't.
Well, then you're just lame.
Yeah.
We thought Sherry was mean. Turns out you're weird.
I'm not lame. I was busy watching Minecraft.
No, I am.
Gay! Yeah, we are building it. Never mind.
Hold on. I'm actually kind of curious. How does, like, the sexy talk go on between you two Northerners?
It's usually, like, it's kind of what you had literally just said, but it's like we're watching a TV show. The show's over. Like,
you're like, yeah, so
what do you want to do?
Let's do it before I get tired.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, a little face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck, don't you know?
Hey, honey, do you want to put your friend in my wood chipper?
And right when Mitch comes, he goes, end of story.
Exactly. Hey, I would like some of that true coat.
Hey, let's settle this right here in Brainerd.
No, you joke, but I did say that once. I got done. I was like, end of story.
Mitch calls
and
it
then I got up, got a Kleenex, and walked away.
They finished rocking, and Mitch is like, "So did you come?" And she's like, "Oh, you betcha."
Mitch calls his.
Well, I don't know.
Mitch calls his penis Babe the Big Blue Ox.
And it also where he also has to take a flannel off of it.
Yep.
When he pulls it
That's
out.
That's correct.
Yes. Oh my God, a flannel neckerchief
with little tiny buttons.
Oh, call me Margie.
His dick really does look like Les Stroud, doesn't it? It's just surviving on an island for 7 days.
Just walking around a wife beater in camo pants. Yeah. Just
we get it. You play the harmonica. No one gives a shit, Les.
I have an Oktoberfest on the way, and my dick is working on a blonde. We've got that around the building, too. It's going to be really good.
Oh, fuck.
Greenway says, hey, you feeling sick? Want to help me jerk off? And by that, I mean quick sex.
I don't know. He's kind of funny looking. Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Wow, Greenway's still around? I thought somebody made an honest woman out of him. Get married or something?
An honest woman out of him. Wasn't his first name Hooter?
No, you dummy. That was his co-host on his show.
I always known him as Hooter Greenway.
No, it was the Hooter N Greenway show. The middle initial was N.
Yeah.
How's that Dutch voice?
Anybody who listened to Hooter and Greenway, sure you know what the middle word stands for.
Mm-hmm. Not going to work here anymore, that's
actually,
for sure.
His name was actually Hooter N. Greenway III.
Mm-hmm. Esquire.
Esquire.
Fuck.
Nice. So, So your squirrel's good. That's from his squirrel, by the way.
Basically, what we were getting at, John, is it's not dead yet.
Well, no, I mean, had a little bit of a scare on Sunday.
Well, stop feeding it Skittles.
Pretty big.
What happened?
Well, he's not circumcised. If that helps.
The squirrel dressed up as Scream and scared John.
Stop feeding him Skittles and Flocka.
Yes, seriously.
It'll be fine.
No, there was a gigantic garter snake in my yard, and it was like kind of chasing him.
Garter snakes eat squirrels?
No, it's barely non-garter vegetables.
Snake. Oh, sorry, you cut out there. I apologize.
So. Threw a hatchet at it.
And hand grenade.
What are you, a juggalo?
You threw a hatchet
at it? What are you throwing hatchets at snakes for?
And I
slapped
its head off.
The fucking reverend. What the fuck are you doing in your backyard?
Did somebody already ask if he was a juggalo?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize. He cut out. I assume Mersh already made that joke, yes. So I didn't want to say it twice.
Holy shit. No, what else do you think when you hear hatchet?
No, because I have like
why I was asking.
No, I have a pellet gun. And
of course
when,
you do.
When I was getting ready to fire it with the pellet gun, the O-ring blew out on it. So I grabbed the nearest hatchet and I threw it.
You gave it your O-face?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why do you have? Why are you in your late 20s and you have a hatchet and a pellet gun?
Because he's a juggalo, like you said.
Why do you not?
Because I have to take out fucking snakes and predators that roam around my fucking backyard.
Yeah, Mersh, what are you doing to protect your house against snakes?
It's
not just the house. I have a 90-year-old grandmother that likes to pick weeds out the back
with a pellet gun.
Why is your grandmother picking weeds with a pellet gun?
Us jugglers can take anybody, so fuck you if you disagree. I'll leave you burning in the third degree. Us wicked clowns will never go down.
You know that kid's 27 now.
I know.
I swear to God, to this day, I see that kid, and he looks like Ryan with like clown face makeup.
No, I don't think so.
Getting
we find this kid now? Where is this kid now?
I don't know every Arby's in the area, Mersh. Fucking on my case all the time.
Wait, hold on. You said pellet gun. Do you mean like an airsoft gun?
No, airsoft fires plastic BBs.
You
pellet
fucking
guns
idiot.
Fire actual, like,
he's not a faggot. He's
nobody calls
arrested development.
A pellet gun.
I thought you worked in a greenhouse and knew how to kill snakes.
Dumbass, it doesn't shoot BBs, it shoots pellets, ass.
A pellet gun, okay?
What's the difference between a BB, a pellet, and an airsoft? I don't know what you're talking about. What's a pellet gun?
Airsoft fires plastic BBs.
Plastic
at people.
BBs. BB
a
gun,
BB gun
metal
fires,
BBs.
Fires copper be- co- fires copper rounds, and a metal. Pellet gun fires little miniature fucking bullets.
Yeah, it's pellets.
It's a 22.
It's pellets, not an airsoft.
No, it's lower than a 22.
Oh my God! We're getting semantics about this,
dude. It's
I'm angry too.
A pellet gun is powered by air. A 22 is powered by gunpowder.
There is a difference, Dutch, between a pellet gun and an airsoft gun. Just like there's a difference between the guy who hangs around with high school kids and the guy who bangs them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
that's
there's
true.
You know,
yeah, it's a slight difference.
Like John's just buying a beer and hanging out. It's not like a
Well, the reason why I was asking John is because I actually bought an airsoft gun so I could take care of the squirrels that are raping my girlfriend's small dog in the back. I fully believe
your girlfriend's dog's a bitch.
That piece of shit rat dog because they're ripping apart our lawn furniture. So we have like that outdoor sea cushions, and over the winter they ripped out like the innards of it so they could make a nest out of it. So I'm on like an offensive war with like four squirrels in my backyard. That's the only reason why I was asking.
Well,
cause I actually bought an airsoft gun.
Well, Dutch, what you're going to need to do is you need to find your receipt, return the airsoft gun, and buy either a BB gun or a
I don't
want to
kill them. I don't want to kill them. And we have neighbors, and if I miss and if I break a window. Don't like, this way I can just hurt them really bad and not actually... I just want to chase them away.
Airsoft can still smash a window.
Hold up. The phone. Dutch, don't you have, like, a million animal traps that are way safer than using any kind of gun?
You know what?
But none of them take down squirrels.
Well, they're all in storage for all my failed, endeavors. But this... You know, I should probably break one of those out.
Can I be honest? If your girlfriend's dog is getting raped by tiny squirrels,
dude,
your girlfriend's dog deserves to be raped every
moment
of the day.
What is,
have you seen this piece of shit dog? I hate it.
What was Pepper wearing? Let's be honest. I want to be fair
pink,
here with the squirrels.
She has now a pink collar on.
Oh, see, that's
the point.
She
was asking for it. I know. I'm not saying she didn't deserve it. I'm just saying.
Is the dog's name
I don't
Pepper?
Like coming home, but if she's going, Ooh, she has this like, I got rape face every day. And it's like, oh man, you're bringing me down.
Why is the dog's name Pepper? Is your girl like a Butthole Surfers fan? Is it a, like, I don't.
Nah, it's a black, and it's a black little shit.
Oh,
dog.
So she's a racist.
African American.
Okay. So your girlfriend is a racist. That's all I need.
And it's black and white, so it looks she's like Dutch. She just called her Pepper.
Listen, if I had a black guy at work and we nicknamed him Pepper, it wouldn't last very long. And in today's.
Well, luckily, this thing litigious is a. Age. Miniature poodle type dog. I hate it. Don't. I'm not happy about it that I have to live with this thing. But
you love that dog.
No, I don't.
Stop trying to be a man. You fucking love that poodle.
No, I'm getting my dog this summer. So,
but Dutch, all seriously, an airsoft gun is not gonna prevent those squirrels from not coming back and raping the dog.
If I shoot him in the eye, he'll think twice about getting in my yard and raping my dog.
If I've learned anything,
he'll still have one good eye, and he'll bring back his friends, be like, "That's the punk that fucking hit me."
If I've learned anything from the internet, the only way to stop them is to put them on little jet skis and make him go around a little pool.
Posted with the squirrel.
Oh, rape.
Oh, that made me laugh.
I wanted to talk about something. We never talked about this on the show. I want to talk about Toby Turner and his rape accusation.
Who's Toby Turner?
Well, Toby Turner is this YouTube star, and we've talked about him before. You're going to remember it when I say it. Remember that big YouTube star that we said Marie had sex with in college?
Oh, no. The guy with the beard from the
this guy. Here's
the newest commercial he had.
Here's his picture. This is him.
Cars.com? Was that it?
There he is. There's his picture. Toby Turner.
It looks like a squirrel on skis.
Yeah, that's Toby Turner.
There he is. That's the guy.
That's the one. This is adorable.
Wow. That squirrel can water ski.
Wait, that's not the guy I'm thinking of.
That's the guy. That's YouTube star.
Oh,
and
my God,
here
buddy,
it is on Paris Hilton. YouTube star Toby Turner accused of drugging and raping ex-girlfriend. Now other women are coming forward. Marie.
Did you get drugged and raped by this guy?
No.
I'm not gonna lie. I'd hop on the rape train with this chick. She's cute. She's all right.
Now that YouTube stars have officially reached celebrity status, it shouldn't be a surprise. The newfound level of fame can sometimes lead to controversy. However, we're consistently shocked that most of the scandals that's uncovered have to do with rape and sexual assault.
You know what this headline should read? Two desperate YouTube stars need publicity.
Yep.
Wait, so it's another YouTube star that's the one accusing then?
Yeah, and can we stop using that phrase? You're not a star. No network has ever backed you.
Yeah, he's not a star.
He's a star. Yeah, it's not like, oh, we're in talks with Letterman's people. Uploaded a video.
Here's a copy of the text. He texted her, "'Twas fun." She replied, "I'm still fucked up from the stuff you slipped in my drink. Really fucked up that I can't function and don't know how I made it home." He said, "Good way to start the day." He wrote, "Sorry," put a sad face. He wrote, "I just want you to love me." She said, "I need to sleep this thing off. I don't know what's happening." And then he wrote, "I want to make you feel secure. I want to make you feel secure."
Well, can I give some advice out there for all you young lovers out there? Because I've had a couple girls I've dated. I was married briefly once. When you want to make a girl feel really loved and secure, usually you don't rape them. It's like usually my first step. You know, like when I go out with a girl, it's not a conscious thought that's going through my head constantly, like don't rape her. It's like a background application that runs in a computer. Like my brain knows, like it's like software always running not to rape somebody.
Well, there's water all around you, so the implications.
It's the implications.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Now here's the reason why I'm on his side, only because when she wrote it on Tumblr.
I'm not on his side, because if those screen caps are true, when a girl texts. When a girl texts. Yeah, I get that, but until you see some text records, when you say that I'm still fucked up from that shit you slipped in my drink, the only appropriate response is,
what?
Whoa, what the fuck are you talking about, you psycho? Like,
that's my point.
Any text other than that.
Smart enough to. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of
they're
dumb
not smart, Dutch.
Doctoring Photoshop shit that a bitch.
They're not smart, Dutch. They're emotionally manipulative, but they're not smart.
Now, I'm just saying, if
maybe
Marie,
she's not smart enough to do that kind of stuff.
You wake up and you remember something. I'm just saying the cash choo-choo train is right there.
See, girls aren't smart enough to doctor screenshots. They're really good at sucking the penises of people that can doctor screenshots.
That's a very good point.
So it's a whole system.
Right. It's a circle of life, really.
Yeah, really. Remember when the orangutan held the little baby up? It was adorable.
Yep.
Do AOL instant messages hold up in court, or are they past 7 years too old? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it's automatically, if you're an AOL instant messenger, statute of limitations is up.
That's a good point.
It's not even valid at this point. Yeah. I got nothing. Like,
yeah, we're going to go ahead and strike this from the record.
Anything mildly rapey?
All I will say is, if those are true, I'm not surprised.
Did you ever drink any Zimas that tasted funny? Wake up with a hurt butthole.
You're not surprised? All Zimas taste funny.
Marie says she's
pause. Marie, why are you not surprised?
All I will say was, if they're true, I'm not surprised. There you go. I had a few interactions with them, and based off my interactions with them, I'm not surprised if that's what happened.
You heard it.
Well, describe
here.
It. I mean, you're not going to say anything.
No, I'm not going to describe anything. I'm not going to say anything, but I will say that.
You heard it here first, folks. He's a rapist. Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. No doubt in this reporter's mind, folks. Back to you.
Tip assist.
No doubt, 100% guilty in my mind of rape. Back to you, Royce.
First off, you should have started it with a trigger warning.
Oh, sorry, trigger warning. He's a rapist.
Thank you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Let's make sure it's allegedly.
I still have to eventually get it in there.
And by the way, Toby is a slave name.
Yeah, it really is. It's Kunta Kinte.
I don't like Kunta Kinte Turner at all. He is not someone I like.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, it's better than the headline, Kunta Kinte rape somebody.
That's a good point.
I don't think the Gawker crowd would like that. Mostly because it has nothing to do with Hulk Hogan's penis. Oh,
at all. Or what it's been doing with the B-list radio stars.
Fucking old ladies on boats in St. Pete, I'm assuming.
Again, the water, it's the implication. It all makes sense.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I meant allegedly.
Allegedly.
My people are telling me allegedly.
Oh, there's Pepper. Look, that's the dog that gets raped.
Hi, dog that gets raped.
Pepper is adorable. Is adorable, though.
Do we want to do Dutch, you have no soul.
Pepper.
Dutch, you have no soul.
Oh, my God. Put Pepper on the radio.
How do you not like tiny dogs? They're adorable.
She gets obnoxious after a while. And by that, I mean the dog, not, well, and her.
And both of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Sit down.
She's talking, by the way, he's not talking to the dog, by the way, for people that aren't watching. He's talking
to my girlfriend.
Yes, that's how he speaks to her.
Sit down. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up on the radio show.
Mitch and I learned how to talk in marriage today.
Oh, how did that work? Wait, talk in marriage?
Yeah.
When you get married, we learn how to talk to each other.
What does that mean?
Just not kind of
So here's how it goes. So it usually goes, "Hey Sherry, can you do this thing for me?"
Fuck off. That's what I learned to say today.
That's adorable.
Why? Who taught you that?
A terrible counselor.
one of our coworkers who are also married.
And soon to be divorced.
She taught us to tell her husband to fuck off. And then he's like, yeah, that's what happens when you get married. You get told to fuck off. So ever since Mitch and I left work today, I've just been telling him to fuck off.
That's good. That's good advice to take from people who are obviously dead inside and sleeping with other people.
Yeah.
That's good. I would always take their advice.
Merge, what advice do you have for us?
For your marriage advice?
Here we go. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to hear this. Ashley Madison sounds pretty secure.
So what do you guys do to get through your marriage? I don't know. We have rough sex and hope things go wrong. Yeah. And I have an explanation for the cops.
You know, the usual. Or as they call it, the Long Island special.
I learned it from you, okay?
Yeah, I like to give a girl a nice crack in the face. I call it the stress factor. Never mind.
Yes.
What?
It's just been...
It's been a rough year.
It's been a rough year.
I mean, not for
radio.
Me. It's been great, but I mean,
for certain radio hosts.
Yeah, for me, it's been fabulous, but
it's been bad. It's not been good, is what I'm saying. It's being on the what on the New York Daily News.
The Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail.
You guys want to stop beating around the bush and just talk about it?
So this morning I woke up and I'm talk. Well, no, it's pretty interesting actually.
Okay.
This morning I woke up
at about noon.
Had myself some breakfast.
Honestly, he was up early, and more shockingly, I was up early.
It was
weird.
So, everybody knows that Anthony from the Open Anthony Show has his own radio show, whatever, and he's going to rehab. Well, he was accused of domestic abuse.
He's going to rehab?
He's in rehab, correct.
I did not know that.
Yeah, this is all pretty
late breaking news.
So I go to Reddit and I see this video and
very reliable news.
And by the way, a video that I am fucking furious.
I got my hand broken.
That the video did not come out last night. Like there we were doing radio, and it probably did come out. We just didn't look at the Reddit. It was probably there while we were live.
Well, this is the video of what happened. This is Anthony's girlfriend. And well, let's just play a little bit. Now, a lot of people have already seen the first part.
I'm waiting for the police to come. Where's Oh my God, don't hit me again.
I'm kidding you.
Stay away from me. I tried to call the police.
Not enough.
He turned the phone off.
Was this when... Pause, I apologize.
Sure, that's okay.
I did remember about this when we talked about it the last time.
Well, more video came out.
It was on Periscope, correct?
More video came out, yes.
It was on Periscope. When she aired that, they were having some sort of domestic argument.
Now, there was a rumored second video.
Right.
Everybody swore was out there for like two seconds. And it was longer.
And they found it.
So this is the second video?
This is a brand new video.
Leaked.
This is part of the first video, but then... When you get to right around, let's go here.
There, right there. So, and then on my boob too, but you won't be so lucky to see that.
Pass.
This is wonderful. Wonderful public image. Stay away from me, you fucking psycho!
Come on, baby! Oh my God, isn't this great?
You threaten me all the time. I've already uploaded all your...
By the way, can I just say, I work in a strip club, and I cannot... That fucking pilled out cadence that all these girls have now...
You guys want to go have a good time?
So you put your hands on me, Dutch, because I'm telling you, like, all the words just kind of roll together.
Hey,
like,
are you ready to see them light at two...
I'm a Long Island 6, which means anywhere 4.
Wait, Royce, what was that?
Are you ready to see them both lie to police officers?
Yeah, that was the part that gets...
Let's sing. Come on.
Now there's police officers there, but she's holding the phone down so they know they're being recorded.
Yeah, she's doing that thing where you videotape it, but you're kind of showing the floor.
Yeah.
Like you don't want anybody to see you have your phone in your hand. Yeah.
No. We fought a lot.
Okay, but where's Lester? Remember, did you have it upstairs when you unplugged the phones?
Oh, did you have it upstairs? Okay, see, right now, he's looking for his gun. He lost his gun.
Which sometimes when you're drunk and allegedly maybe on other substances, you might misplace.
Correct.
I don't know.
What's with the Seinfeld music?
There, I guess they were watching it.
They have three choices when you're at the Columbia household.
Okay, but where's Lester? Remember, did you have it upstairs when you unplugged the phones?
When what?
When you were like upstairs with the phones or in the office with the phones? I went upstairs and looked, but I didn't see anything.
He lost his gun by the responsible gun owner.
By the way.
And she's helping him?
With a very special, hard-to-obtain concealed carry permit in the state of New York, which is, those things are like golden tickets.
You think you dropped it outside?
Are the cops there right now?
They come back.
On the way.
This doesn't prove anything.
No, I know. Hold on. Don't worry.
Oh, God damn it. God fucking damn it.
I was going to say, they both sound hammered.
Yeah. No, they both are hammered.
And...
Where the fuck is my gun?
Whoa.
That doesn't sound good.
It also may or may not involve something that starts with an X and ends with annex.
Oh, Xanadu.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Got the obligatory laugh track in the background.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, isn't that great?
Let's work this out.
Let's work this out.
Good.
Basement already?
Are the cops there?
Hold on.
Did he find it yet?
Oh, you said the cops were there earlier.
They were. Hold on. I'm trying to find... Fucking, I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure it out.
Whoa, hey.
Well, you made it seem like the cops were right there. I didn't know that. I'm confused, like the listener is right now, because are they at the door? And he's like, hold on, let me go get my gun.
I'm trying. Do you remember where the cops were, Marshall?
At this point in the video,
go back.
This was after she'd called the police.
Why don't you play Daft Punk?
They knew the cops were on the way.
Uh-huh. Let's do a video better.
That's what.
Sorry, Marsh, you were saying?
No, I mean, you guys have it all worked
out. Just looking for his. Can I just close the door so the cat doesn't get out? It's a little tiger cat.
Now the cops are there.
I guess she did.
He's talking to the cops right now.
Okay. It was an accident. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
She's also lying to the cops now, too.
By the way, at this point,
there's
also a phone ripped off the wall in the house.
Yeah.
There's, like, smashed stuff all over.
All over the floor.
Everybody's phones are broken. Like, it's... Oh, God.
We were kind of screwing around, having some fun. It's getting a little loud, and then...
Sure, they're professionals. They don't want to hear that you accidentally called 911 because you thought it was funny. We're so sorry to have bothered you.
She's lying to the cops. They're both lying to the cops.
So why did this part resurface if it's like a nothing we don't, or whatever?
Well, there's...
Nobody still knows where this thing came from.
Yeah.
It was have a wonderful night. Happy holidays.
Remember, this
now
is
watch.
Christmas.
Now the cops leave.
Oh, boy.
But this is an hour. It gets really...
Yeah, this is where it gets really cringy.
Didn't we hear that you thought it was fucking funny to call 911?
No, it wasn't funny. It was just kind of a goof. Where's my gun?
By the way, what terrible police officers? My hand is the size of a fucking golf ball. Not. Yes, it is. Oh, Anthony, come on, please.
I can't believe
it. It literally hurts to move it.
I want to just say, too,
God,
this video,
like meant for each other.
There are little parts of this video. This is going to end up being a red ball story. Like, this is going to be Nassau County cops going to get fucking fired over this. Like, this is, you don't show up to a fucking, like a known gun nut,
she ended up
drunk,
having broken
alcoholic
ribs, right?
Guido fucking house with two people, girl who's got, still has tears in her eyes.
Yeah.
And they're all like, I don't know, and you leave. Like, nowadays, no municipality in this country will allow their officers to leave a DV situation.
That is true.
And go, oh, it's fine, because it's just...
Yeah, I thought you ripped the phone out of the wall before I could call.
I really need to find...
We'll ask the cops!
Wait, don't go!
Now she goes, we'll ask the cops. She's running out to ask the cops to help find his gun.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Help us find it. No. Do you need help finding your gun?
She's opening the door where the cops walking in there. Oh,
this
my God.
Fucking girl is.
Oh my God.
You know, when I was a kid, my mom used to oftentimes say when I was being bad that I was cruising for a bruising. I believe Ms. Danny Brand is cruising for a bruising right now in this situation.
Do you need help finding it? They'll help. No, I'm just showing.
No, he was talking to a mirror. Yeah. You missed it.
Yes.
Okay, well, then you tell them you lost your gun.
Beef.
Tell them you lost your gun.
No, stop.
I'll tell them.
Baby, don't say anything like that. That was really bad. They're going to come back.
Listen how fucked up they are. And that's not just booze, by the way.
No, that is booze. And again, let me phrase this in a way that's not libelous.
Happy pills.
If the way they're talking, I've oftentimes been around people in Tampa who oftentimes exhibit the same speech patterns. They typically, I'm not talking about Anthony Cumia and Daniel Brand, but these people that I've seen in Tampa exhibiting the exact same symptoms generally are mixing benzodiazepines with alcohol.
Oh.
That's usually, and, you know, maybe a little bit of the,
He touched
his
nose.
Thanks, Dr. Mersch.
Yeah, he touched his
nose.
He
touched his nose.
Yeah, so I don't know. It looks like, again, based on other people I've seen, a full-on coke benzo booze fest, which is a very toxic
thing. I think the most shocking thing about this video is nobody knows how to fucking film.
You're so right about that. Tell me you lost your gun. Oh no, he lost something and he thought he left it on the front porch.
The cops came back.
Of course.
Or not to say
he lost something.
She opened the door and started yelling.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe the police could have him. It's a gun, but we'll find it. It's literally a gun that we lost.
Oh my God, she's saying that to the cops right now.
She is.
Yeah, they're fucked up beyond belief.
holy fuck, dude.
But when you're right about to go to trial and you're trying to avoid a civil case,
and you go to rehab to try to.
Yeah, you're in the process of fixing up your image. You're going to come back to the judge, talk about how it was just a one night thing. That video's out now. Yeah. And even in fuck a criminal situation, in a civil case, that video is all you need to get a bunch of money.
True.
A bunch of money.
You're terrible police officers that you would walk away from someone losing a gun. I don't live in this town. You've literally lost a firearm. They're terrible police officers.
Is anyone else feeling super awkward right now? I feel really awkward.
I'm just shaking my head. Like, I'm just shaking my head. No. Just no.
You know, years ago, we would have really, like, it would have been really hilarious. Like, we would have really been joking about it. But this morning, Royce and I watched this, and I had a cup of coffee that I was holding with both hands, and I was just sipping the coffee like a disappointed
and
boss.
It's like, yeah, like, you're just, like, it's not even, it's just sad.
Yeah, it's
really you've sad. Lost a gun!
Could you stop this right the fuck now?
Look at.
Notice how he goes to her. You stop this right the fuck now. And then the cops, hey, cop friends.
Yeah, there's a side of that there, man. Where, and I'll say it too, like, again, not saying he's doing it, but there have been times in the past where I may have.
Oh, you kidding me?
Where I may have mixed benzos and alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie. Oh. There's a side of me I don't even know exists that comes out on that shit. Like,
I was going to go the other side where, like, you're trying to be like, you know. Yeah, say your girlfriend gets a little too rambunctious in public.
Oh, and you're trying to do the whole like,
fuck off, if you do it again, back to the car. Don't try to pick a fight with me. Yes. My boyfriend will kick your ass. Shut the fuck up. She's just kidding. She's a drunken whore. You should shut the fuck up and get back. You know what I mean? Like, I can see that side as
Whenever I'm out with a woman and the wait staff, when I'm really polite to them, that means I'm overcompensating because I just got done going, I will fucking kill you and your loser brother. Don't fucking look. Hi. Yes.
And at one
trip to start.
At one point when he's looking for the gun, he says, oh, we lost it in one of our little, what was it, scuffle?
We must have lost it during one of our little ruckuses.
Ruckuses is what he said.
They're terrible. I wouldn't blend either one of them. They're both over 6'5". They're dumb as fuck. What do you think? They make like 65 a year? We could go to a movie.
Eve!
See?
I need to find my gun.
Yeah, you lost a firearm. I told two police officers. I told two police officers with giant bruises all over me that you lost a firearm. And,
Oh, I just got
telling him to leave, or is he telling her to leave?
Just keep playing. Keep playing.
Well, good for them. Good for them.
What's on Bee's ear?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe you hit him as well.
Does he have cancer?
You hit the cat as well. You kick the cat.
Does he have cancer? Look. What's this?
What is it?
What is that?
Oh, Bee. What happened to Bee?
Bee, come here, Bee.
Yeah.
Now let's figure this out.
I just want to see more of the kitty.
Hey, listen. The first thing you better figure out is your goddamn checkbook, or I'll call the police so fucking quickly.
You better get your goddamn checkbook, or I'm gonna call the police so goddamn. Now it's money. Now fuck she's going that. Money. Yeah.
That trash.
Fucking what a bitch.
Just trash.
Yeah, we'll talk to him.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's awesome.
Relax. Let me find my gun first.
By the way, he's still looking for his gun.
For a man who historically just loves dropping the N-word and talking about what vile animals black people are,
he
is drunk, allegedly, possibly on some other substances, and just said the phrase, but first let me find my gun. He is everything that he hates about these aggressive people.
I think a screw got loose.
He's literally N-word the person. It's just like if the N-word came to life and became a person, it would be Anthony Cumia.
Isn't that ironic, though, if you really think about it?
For a man who uses it that much.
For
somebody who hates, like, poor minority, he sure acts like one.
Yep.
No.
Why did your knees come before mine? My hand's broken. You lost your gun. You're irresponsible.
It's the prime directive.
Here's the thing. Who's to say that her hand isn't broken because she was one of those flaily bitches that started swinging at him? You know what I mean? Like those girls that like hitting. Those old Long Island trash bitches who just like to hit things because their fathers hit them all the time because they're disgusting human beings.
That's, you know, probably what I mean? Like, what happened.
Who's to say that she wasn't the one? Because, you know, if you don't hit correctly, if you, you know, you know, those idiots who don't know how to punch and they break these knuckles right here, like, who's to say she didn't do that? And now all of a sudden, she, this drunk, allegedly benzoed out whore who's wanting to check.
And by the way, nah, can dude, she stop screaming?
I'm not siding with the girl on this one.
Oh, no, 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 she, no, hold on, hold on.
I agree with you, Dutch.
My point is, I'm not siding with anything. My point is that in, I'm purely in court, this is going to ruin him, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not going to be good for him.
It's not, listen, I think
it's not good for either of them.
That's, well, no, for her it is, because she's living in his apartment and she's fucking, and she's going to get money.
I'm sure she's going to get money out of it, but I mean, it's not a great video to have come out on either side.
I'll say this, I'm not going to pick a side. But I will say, out of one of the, out of both parties involved in this video, one of those two people is doing what they're supposed to be doing at this age in their life.
That's a good point.
As opposed to
that's a good point.
One of the other ones,
he's right,
who is a 58-year-old man.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm, look, I'm 32. I'm gonna be 33 in May. I'm just now cleaning my act up. Like,
yeah, you and me both, buddy.
Yeah, and it's as I'm sure you know, it's a fucking process.
Dude, yeah.
I'm older than you.
But, like, you know, even if me or Dutch or both of us ends up in some benzo-fueled crazy thing with some hot little fuck toy.
When?
You know when. It's the girl's fault.
But you'll be able to say, you know, hey Mersh or Dutch, okay, that's sad. But, you know, I've known him to, over the years, try to work on these issues. Whereas, like, yeah, this guy's just put in zero effort. And it's,
you know what's
like,
sad about this is, like, I used to be a big old fan of the show way, yeah, back in the day.
I think most
and
of us.
And it's
were,
like, when you see it come down to this, it's like, oh man, it's like sad. Yeah.
There's a girl at work that we've been, like, we flirt a little bit, but I know better because she's like 21, 22.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And she was like, last week, she was like, oh, let's hang out dinner Friday night. Dad's explaining it, you know. And I'm like, look, I'm not taking off on a Friday night. I make really good money on a Friday night. Like, I make shit money on the other nights. Right. Friday and Saturday is my bread and butter. Oh, come on, it'd be great. We'll go. I'm like, listen, you're 21. You're supposed to be a retard. This is exactly what I said to her, by the way. Yeah. I'm like, you're supposed to be a retard. You're supposed to pop Molly and cut work and go see Datsik. Like, I'm 32. I cannot take off on a Friday night and feel good that whole Friday night. Like, I'm going to sit there and go, what the fuck was I thinking about? Like, yeah, these all 25-year-olds here. Exactly. So I'm like, you, like, just like in this case, you're allowed to be retarded and drugged out at that Datsik show. I need to be at work. Like, well, I have things to do.
There's two more minutes. You might as well finish playing it out,
yeah,
right?
Go ahead.
Might as well.
It's great. They're live.
Well, my prime directive is the fact that you broke.
What is she, RoboCop?
She is.
I'm sorry. I don't mean she to cut off the video.
Oh, she is.
It's 2 minutes. Can we just let it play out?
She said prime seconds. Directive, dude. What is this, Star Trek?
Bitches leave.
This is just ridiculous. I mean, I want to watch the video, but prime directive?
That's, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He has within 1 year.
Can we just find that gun? It's a crazy thing to lose. It's really not good to lose your gun.
Yeah. The obvious guy says obvious things.
He's in his own home. That's fine.
And by the
no,
way,
no, you missed
you can
it.
Lose
Dutch.
Your own gun in your own house. Doesn't go.
You
fuck.
Missed it. You missed it. At one point, he goes, "Did I lose it at the restaurant I was in?"
Yeah. Okay. Listen, oh, Robert.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice, Robert. Oh,
yes. That's different.
Was that a Robert Blake reference?
He said, "I don't know if he lost it in the restaurant, in the car. He wasn't sure because he was so fucked up.
He should have shot her outside of the restaurant, like Robert Blake."
And you know,
did.
I was reading a lot of comments, and even people that are huge fans of him, that are gun owners, are like, "Look, I like Anthony, but every person with a gun knows you don't have your gun on you when you're drinking.
Never.
That's
no,
a big
don't.
No-no.
Never.
Right? Mitch, no, you own guns. Do you
no,
get drunk
I do.
And have your gun?
Never.
Like, that's a no-no, you know? Like, everybody that owns a gun, you just know, I'm going to get hammered now. I'm not going to have my gun, you know? Pretty simple.
Okay, and well, if you took 1 second to sober up and think about the last time you had it, well, find it.
She meant 1 second in his life.
Yeah, but what do you want? What do you want? Alex Murphy's family was murdered in front of him. It's
seriously
just tough,
bro. Now, and Nancy Allen's out there out of work.
Alex Murphy's family was not murdered in front of him.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? I believe in the restaurant. Now, coming home?
You had it after that.
I don't know.
He's looking.
I know you did.
I did.
Because I came.
He said, I left it in the restaurant. I might have left in the restaurant when I was coming home.
Sat next to you, and you go, don't touch my gun. Like, that's what I was.
Oh.
But you know, the holster kind of feel. No, I think it was.
No, I know it was there because you showed it to me
during one of our ruckuses. I'm sure.
It didn't fall out.
Oh, that is such a damning statement, right
there. It fell out through one of our ruckuses. Yeah.
What did it fall out? What, were you rolling and tumbling?
Well, it's not meant for a ruckus.
What kind of? God damn it! You kicked my boobs so hard. I swear, my fucking life.
I believe that too.
Kicked my boobs. So
I believe
hard.
It. There's things about her I don't believe, but there's moments like you're not a good actress. Like I believe
those are
that.
The worst cops I've ever met in my goddamn life. I told them that you lost a gun.
No, they're not the worst cops. Why don't you say he was beating me, and then they would have done something?
Yeah, and if she
that's what bothers me. Like, why didn't she? She had every opportunity.
Money.
Yeah, you're right.
She's a dumb bitch.
And
you're right. You're right.
This girl, by the way, has yelled about how irresponsible everybody else has been acting since the beginning
except
of this
for her.
Video. The cops are irresponsible. Anthony's irresponsible. Yeah. It's
even the cat.
She should not. That even word cat, should. Yeah. That word yeah. should
well,
be taken
that cat
from
out
her.
Of it.
That word should.
My
be-
hand's broken. I didn't even try to hide it. I was crying. Didn't try to hide that either. Is that any newer fans of yours?
God, that fucking voice.
Yeah, let me turn on my flashlight.
And I pointed out earlier, why is she dressed like she's going to a fucking 311 concert?
I thought my flashlight work.
Yeah.
Tell the fucking less than
and that's pretty much a video.
Tell the less than Jake merch girl that I'm fucking sick of hearing her whiny voice.
Seriously, exactly. Shut the fuck up.
Hope she dies in the next domestic
like,
violence.
Listen,
incident.
I agree. She's crazy. I'm not even gonna know whether he hit her. I have no fucking clue. My point is, purely in a legal standpoint, he's fucked.
Yeah, we're at
know?
Least in a civil court standpoint.
Yeah, and
it's
he's a fucked. He's fucked, he's fucked, he's fucked. You know, you can't like at first I was telling Mersh and I had thought well, he has the money. What if he does one of those out-of-court settlements? But Mersh pointed out to me, once Nassau County or the police file domestic charges against you, it doesn't matter if she doesn't want to.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done, you know?
So. Yeah, because they've had too many instances of women getting beaten, reversing their statement, going home and getting murdered, that now the state has to. There is a minimum, of, I think in Florida, it's like a minimum 60-day injunction.
You're right.
You're not
I
allowed
miss-
to contact that person. You're like, there's so many rules. They keep you separate. And if the woman's in the house, you could have all your shit on that house. Fuck you. Get a hotel.
You're right. I miss the good old days too, Mersh, is what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. You know,
when you used to be able to just.
When you were a cop and you know, you gave your wife a good beating and then your cop buddies came over and they're like, you know, just keep it down. The
no,
neighbors.
I get it.
You know, trust me. You should see my wife right now.
She made a Jello mold.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. She's not going to make another Jello mold. She's
making another Jello mold. At least not till that hand heals.
She's never going to put marshmallows in my Jello again. I'll tell you that
never
much.
Never again. Never fucking again.
Nowadays, it's like you fucking hit one chick and everybody freaks out.
Yeah,
but
I know, sir.
But meanwhile, you hit one chick, they want to identify as trans or a guy, and then it's this thing. Dude, now I have to fucking have you fill out a 3-page application before I punch you in the face.
Yeah, what happened between domestic abuse and hate crime?
That's
whatever
a good point.
What happened to just that? They were being a cunt, and I punched them in the face. End of story.
In the face.
Boom.
Fuck you.
Now it's a hate crime, and I'm trans, and we're going to get a whole rally here at your house. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, I just wanted to punch a dude. Guy, girl,
and
whatever.
Then they're treating you like you're Chick-fil-A the person.
More Like Radio!
Sorry.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show. That way no one can be mad. How about that?
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Andy, word up, G. Do you like wrestling? I don't. Well, check this out, because you're going to like this shit. Do you want wrestling that's way more hardcore than WWE?
Yes.
Or F?
Yes.
Well, you got to go to Combat Zone Wrestling at czwrestling.com. Wrestling? czwrestling.com. They got crazy fucking wrestling. I mean, there's blood even. Whoa, look out. So go to czwrestling.com. So go to czwrestling.com. Check them out. Now, do you like wrestling? Because I said all that.
I believe I do, dear sir.
Boom. Solving problems. Take us to break, E-Rock.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now, before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new T-shirt design becomes available.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
A talent lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
If we want to make money, we need to honor ancient Irish traditions, like serving an irresponsible amount of booze to people who are genetically predisposed to having alcohol problems.
Right.
You see, St. Patrick started that tradition, and that's why we celebrate him today.
Yeah, no, that's not what he did. No, he played the flute for some kids, and then he lured them into a cave somewhere, and he diddled them.
Nah, you got him mixed up with the Pied Piper.
Right.
St. Patrick didn't play the flute. He drove the kids out of Ireland. And then he molested them.
No, no. If St. Patrick molested kids, he would be regarded as a scoundrel.
No, no, no. I feel like in the olden days of the Catholic Church, pedophiles were regarded as heroes.
All right. Look, guys, St. Patrick didn't do any of that shit, okay? He drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Yeah, I don't know about all this. I kind of want to just do the traditional thing of, like, sticking around the bar and trying to catch the leprechaun.
No.
The leprechaun thing again.
I'm going to catch him. I'm, like, this close.
You're not going to catch him because he doesn't
guys,
exist.
Please, just, you know what? I don't even know if I've set up my glue traps for him yet.
Charlie, enough with the leprechaun.
Okay, wait.
I mean, can you believe him?
Who cares? So
look, I'm trying to... You know what, actually? I might want to get myself a flute.
I was thinking of
the
same thing.
Talking, you were?
I was thinking of the same thing.
Because I feel like
I know we're kind of old.
Go get a flute.
Yeah.
Go get a flute! Everybody go get a flute!
Second hour. Dutch and Royce, you're on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with us, or you can go to morelikeradio.com/live to check out the chat room, the live video, or if you want to see a censored, muted version of our YouTube video, because I'm the type of person who likes to play copyrighted music, go to YouTube and search More Like Radio, and all of our full shows are recorded there. Or if you would like to listen to us live on your cellular devices, go to TuneIn Radio.
Yep.
Download that app and just search More Like Radio. What was that?
Or Stitcher.
Yeah, that's another place you can actually find the previous.
And as of yesterday, Google Play.
Oh, really?
More Like Radio is on Google Play. That's correct.
We are also on Google Play. So More Like Radio is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just search that shit. If you don't know how to use Google or any kind of a search engine, you're stupid and you shouldn't be listening to our show anyway.
Use Excite. That's my jam.
I like Ask Jeeves.
Oh, Dogpile. Dogpile.
Dogpile's good
for
too.
For life. Son.
So.
Trump won New York.
I was going to say, what are you guys going to get into? But I guess, there we go.
Trump won New York.
He won New York? Well, did, I mean, yeah.
Did Hillary win New York?
Expected, right?
That was going to happen.
Did Hillary win New York?
I think she did.
Okay, that's what I thought.
As a Mets fan or a Yankees fan?
Expos, actually. Fucking Shyamalan twist.
What a twist.
They haven't been a team for like 10 years, right?
I hate her. This would be like the first election where I'm actively voting against someone rather than for someone.
Hillary Clinton wins New York Democratic primary, beating Brooklyn native Bernie Sanders.
And my boy Trump.
T-Rump?
Yeah, Mercy Poo, what's your feelings on the whole Trump
thing?
I'm
not really a Trump fan. It really is. Being a fake Trump fan right now
is the best.
All-time.
Isn't it great?
It is
the
troll level.
Yep.
It's the highest troll level you can achieve.
So good.
It's a lot of fun.
And especially when you can bullshit as well as I can. Like, I can really... I've learned that one of my only skills in life is I can make myself sound like a passionate supporter of anything I want at any given moment. And yeah, people get really fucked. I will say this. If somebody put a gun to my head and went Trump or Bernie, I'm going Trump. Like, I don't want to fucking rein in the, you know, the United Socialist American Republic or anything. I'm not trying to go that hard with it.
Do you mean? Like, how are you sounding like a Trump supporter? Like, give us an example.
Like,
what would you say to somebody that's like, Bernie Sanders all the way?
For one,
get out of my neighborhood.
Yeah, for one, I bash Bernie way more than I bash Trump, because Trump's not as enraging. Because, like, here's the thing.
And Bernie supporters are more fun to rile up. I will tell you from firsthand, they're way more fun to rile up.
Yeah, because the Trump campaign feels like a giant troll, and it feels like the actual candidate is in on the troll.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's not as enraging, because Trump, this is a big fucking joke to Trump, and this is all a big joke to me.
It probably started out as something like, just so we could promote the next season of Celebrity, whatever it's called, Apprentice.
Yeah, it was a $50 bet with Vince McMahon. I guarantee it was a bet. He said, you're going to see how far I'm going to take this, Vince. You're going to have no idea. Watch. And Vince is like, there's no way it's happening.
Oh, sorry, I was just chatting with my pal Pat Dixon.
Oh, your pal Pat Dixon?
So anyway.
The Pat Dixon?
You enjoyed the little thing last night. We had a couple jokes. But anywho,
Any hoozles.
Any hoozles. I just wanted to remember that. But yeah, no, so the Trump thing just feels like a giant joke. And Bernie is just like, he really, like, his supporters are everything I hate about people. You know what I mean? Like, right, white racist people have been around forever. They've kind of like, my tolerance to them has built up over time.
Right.
Whereas this Bernie kid, oh, do I hate just the guy with the pink goatee and the fucking, it's the worst. Tampa already has shitty, horrible people, and they're all Bernie people. And they're all just like trying to lecture me, and they're 19 and they have angry haircuts. And like in neon colors, and they just need to die.
And he's the outsider, and he's going to fight for us. And I'm like, no, he's not an outsider. He's been in Congress for 40 years. Raging is
knowing that one of your younger sisters has done the flyer run for his campaign. I think one who goes door to door.
Yeah, but you have so many siblings, Dutch. I know, that it's just, but the odds are working against you.
Well, here's the thing. It's one of my favorite ones. So,
like when you have 12 siblings, one's going to be a Democrat, a Republican. You're definitely going to have a kid toucher mixed in there.
One might be a turtle. Actually,
the more kids you have, the more likely you are to have a criminal and a kid toucher in the family. It's called the Duggar effect.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I have 22.
So you definitely have a kid toucher flying around in there somewhere. You just haven't caught him yet.
There's plenty of them.
It's like we're trying to find the one that isn't.
Yeah. No, we got a few.
There's always a number.
Like, no, we're just trying to think of any, statistic that would hit on any average family. We got them all.
Jesus Christ, your family's a Gallup poll.
Yeah, you're seriously. Oh, yeah. Fucking your family is America, the people.
Yeah, your typical soccer team. You got about one of everything.
See, but the thing is, Dutch has a lot of adopted people in his family, so all his Christmas cards, they actually look like office Christmas cards.
Right.
Who's the 40-year-old black woman? Is that Helen in HR?
Yeah. Yeah, Dutch has so many people in there. His entire family's basically a Getty image stock photo.
I think they accidentally sent us the Sears stock. Oh, wait, no, that's actually them.
Dutch's family looks like the header for every website that does hiring and staffing.
Yes, exactly, yes. Because it's so interracial.
100%.
Like, dude, fuck you. I've never in my lifetime looked at a fucking lunch table and saw one Asian, one black guy, and a Puerto Rican girl eating lunch with a white kid.
Dutch's family puts the Burger King Kids Club to shame. It's a shame.
Oh, we do.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my 100%. God. What a great reference. Holy shit. The Burger King Kids Club.
Oh, there was the black one.
Remember when they made toys for them and you were like, why are you giving me a toy of a cartoon that's not even marketable? Yes. You're fucking literally giving me a toy of a commercial. Go fuck yourself. I want some GoBots or something. A fucking a Thundercats action figure. Don't sell your own shitty commercial back to me and go, bonus, by the way. Free toy. Here you go.
I find a picture.
That's like having a Bernie Sanders action figure.
Trying to find a good picture of like my entire family.
I already found it. I just posted
it. Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Aw.
That's not us.
That's the Burger King Kids Club.
That's not us.
There's Jaws. There's Wheels. There's IQ. There's Kid Vic.
Really need to have
there's moves. Lingo.
By the way, IQ, oddly enough, is the dumb one.
Why is the one in the wheelchair called Wheels?
I don't know.
Come on, what's why isn't the black one called Boy at that point? You know,
well, the one in the wheelchair, they originally wanted to call him, can someone please change me? It's been a while, that just takes a long time to say.
Backstory on Jaws.
Can somebody awkwardly prop my wheelchair against the bathroom door while I crawl on my elbows into the handicap stall?
This is ridiculous. This Burger King. I have not thought
there
of
it. There we go. That's my family.
Yeah, the BK Kids Club. We just saw
that's
that
not
picture.
Even all of us.
Oh, look, you have a Wheels.
Yeah, we have a Wheels.
They do have a Wheels.
Wheels. Oh, yeah. Jaws.
They are the Burger King Kids Club. It's same picture.
The one in the Wheels?
Mitch, you better be photoshopping that to the Burger King Kids Club
now. What is he photoshopping?
Just the logo.
By the way,
just the logo.
My younger brother Joe, the one in the wheelchair, he does really well in sports talk radio in the college and world. He's really, really good.
What about the one in red that's awkwardly like in the photo?
He's retarded.
No, that's Dutch.
He looks like he mows lawns. I'm sorry.
He's actually... I said we had one of everything. Yeah, he's actually...
You really do.
Who's the one that looks like Michelle Obama?
That's Michelle.
popular name. That's a popular name.
Is the white guy all the
way? Not even fucking with you. That's her actual
Is the white guy all the way to the left the gay one that's in the closet?
No, that's me.
Why?
Also, may I point out that one of Dutch's adopted black brothers looks like Tyler the Creator.
And let's not forget how attractive Dutch's sisters are.
You have a star-studded family, Dutch.
Look at Dutch's sisters. Dutch's sisters.
How did you guys not get a reality show?
Did you mean Dutch's sisters or Dutch's sisters?
Oh no, sisters.
Oh no, we got offered plenty of reality shows. My parents turned them all down.
Oh my god, you would have made so much money.
No, I mean, well, dude, so you know how like the whole Duggar family and the John and Kate Plus 8, they both got their own reality shows based off that 2020 special of large families in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah.
And they basically focused on five large families in that special. They were going to make us one of the families. My parents were like, we're done with press. No, we're not doing it.
Dutch was going to get his own spinoff called 27 and it's just his whole family. They're uninteresting adventures. Oh, exactly. I got to see Karen in HR today. I think I got writing up for being tardy the other day.
Wow. Real great.
Good. Yeah.
We're going to go look at flowers again.
That's awesome.
The thing is, like, I look at your family and it's like that you would have been a hit.
Really, oh, no.
It looks like the website for a call center.
It does
hire the Convergys team.
It's either a call center or a cult. Like it's one or the other.
No, they'd never let a wheelchair guy in a cult. Yeah, that's not because all of God's children and His army and in the Battle of Armageddon will have legs.
Yeah, and also no melanin.
People missing in this picture too as well. So
yeah, that looks more like a Civil War pre-Civil War picture.
That looks more like a post-Civil War
picture. Yeah.
So then, what is this, a search party? All right, guys, let's get together.
It looks like when a little white girl goes missing in a town and the whole town comes out to look for her.
Right.
That's what that looks like.
We're going to find Ashley. We're going to be staying 20 feet apart, arm's length.
And by the way, I said little white girl because that many people of that big of a group would not show up.
Everybody
for any other
ethnicity. By the way,
a white girl.
Everybody in Florida Sunday night at 2 a.m. got one of those Amber Alert phone things.
For the same kid that they told me about earlier, and they still didn't find him. By the way, he's a little cute white kid missing from a town right on the Florida-Georgia border.
Dead.
That kid is a fucking goner.
Dead.
He's gone.
He's somebody's like knapsack at this point.
Listen, save the money. If you're listening, people from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, save the bandwidth on the website for a kid we actually have a shot at snagging up.
For real.
Because this little Adam Walsh-looking motherfucker...
But there's only so many white kids that go missing, Mersh.
All I'm saying is the circumstances under which this kid disappeared, if my life were a TV show, I'd be like, that actor's obviously holding out for more money.
Yeah. So was he's not coming back. Did he like wander off into the woods?
It's such a weird. Abducted. It's one of those little towns where he's done. He's gone. Some guy in a pickup truck with Georgia plates probably snag him up.
Yeah, Doc is asking, wait, Dutch, these are all your adopted brothers and sisters in that picture? Is that all of them?
No, it's only the colored ones. The white ones aren't.
Oh, okay.
I'm allowed to say colored because I have that made.
But what he's saying is that these are all, that's your entire family.
Not all of them. That's actually minus, I think, four or five. How many are in this one?
Are those the Kid Touchers?
I'm not going to say.
All right. I love Dutch.
There may or may not be a reason why a couple of them aren't in the picture.
I get you. Everybody has that.
I'll be honest with you, Dutch. There's very little in the way of your sisters that I wouldn't fuck.
Marie, didn't
keep me away from your sisters.
Marie, didn't
like
you?
They could all get like the bottom ranking Dutch sister could get it. You know what I'm saying?
Marie, didn't you have a family? Didn't you have a family member that ran away and then changed his name and then she showed up on Family Feud?
Are you talking? Probably.
Yeah, I think your mom told me the story.
Family Feud.
Are you talking about ex-Uncle Bob?
Yes, ex-Uncle Bob. Tell the story, please. Please. I love this story. It's my favorite story.
You get excommunicated from being an uncle.
Okay, so my mother's...
Bob!
My mother's dad's sister.
It doesn't matter. Some family member.
Great aunt married this guy named Bob, and he was a con artist, and he was scamming old women out of money for years, but apparently he was charming enough where no one turned him in for a really long time. And Eventually, he got caught and arrested, but somewhere down the line, I don't know, the storyline's fuzzy.
He gave a fake name.
He changed his name and, like, was on Family Feud with an entirely different family.
Oh, my God. And one of your family members just happened to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's awkward.
Yeah, but yeah, so... obviously, we call him ex-uncle because he divorced my great-aunt.
That man, Jimmy McGill.
Yeah.
Great man.
Yes. Apparently, he was quite the charmer. I don't know. I never met him, but he's, from what I hear, still in jail now.
Yeah, he's quite the charmer still.
Yep, even in jail.
Well, the best part is, at least, you know, the whole family's still together. It's not like your parents got divorced, Dutch.
Yeah. Thanks.
Royce, that's not true anymore. He just hurt his feelings.
Oh, that's right. They did get divorced.
Wow, what an asshole.
By the way, my
Oh, Dutch thought, Dutch had to put pump the brake. Dutch pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes because it's like how much my personal life do I mean, normally I share
don't.
It, but like.
No, don't. Your family listens and then yells at us.
Yeah, then they
know,
get mad at us.
And they yell at me too, so maybe I shouldn't.
Don't. Well, just don't. I don't
want to
be.
I'll tell you about that. I'll tell
I don't
want to
be
here.
The bad guy any longer for your family.
Yeah.
I know. I never want to make the distinction between making good radio, but like, I don't know yet. So I'll tell you guys off the air and then you tell me if I should talk about it on the air. So
I'm going to say yes.
So, I'm going to say no we'll because they already hate that, us that and I don't thing. Like that.
Ask me about my dad's dating life at off the air.
That's actually a bumper sticker he's coming out with.
Ask me about my dad's dating life.
Yes.
So, yeah.
My other car is a disappointed father.
Aw.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways.
Yes. So,
anybody else? Fucked up family stories? Sherry, you always got fun.
I don't have good family stories.
Oh, Sherry went to bed. She's tired.
Aww.
She got a case of the sweepies.
Do you have a remote mic?
No,
beat her to death with.
Did you tell her to stop being such
a son? He is rich.
Tell her to stop being such a self-made wine drunk.
I wanted you to like go annoy her and we could listen to it.
Yeah, fuck it. Like he has an extra mic. First off, Mitch is so cheap. He'll whittle one before he buys another mic. He'll fucking sit there in the porch.
He'll
whittle
one. He'll grow a new one.
Yeah.
What do you think he is, man on the street?
He starts etching Behringer on the side of it so it looks authentic.
By the way, remote mics cost $2, John.
The sad part is
like it's some huge expense. It's not.
Well, you have a drinking problem.
You know you're,
why?
Yeah, that was just
that wasn't an appropriate response to that.
Mean.
Sorry, he put me up against the wall.
He came at so hard. He came at you so hard.
Yeah, anyways. Everybody really needs to stop coming so hard right now.
Seriously, everyone stop coming so hard.
Sorry, guys. Sometimes I just can't help it.
So there's a. We use for Google Chrome this thing called Video Stream, and that
does it. I'm assuming it streams video.
Oh, you've heard it? You've heard about it?
No.
Okay, so this thing called Video Stream and lets you just play videos off your computer to your TV. But every you know after the videos play, it shows like these little like coming movies that are coming out.
Coming?
Coming. These movies that are
real quick. The Burger King Dutch Club is in the chat.
Oh. It is.
Oh my
wow.
God, that's awesome.
That is fucking hilarious.
He put the names.
Oh, Dutch is disappointment.
IQ.
Hot Dutch.
No, he's Hot Dutch number two. You mislabeled it.
No, he labeled it right. He labeled it right. He's being a dick.
First lady.
First lady.
Kid what? Voiceover.
This is so stupid and so funny.
It's so dumb and hilarious. All right, where are they going to be able to find this? I mean, people that are listening to your podcast.
I have a problem with it, and I'll tell you about it off the air.
Oh, well, no, I'm not posting it anywhere, but I'm just saying.
Oh, no, it's already
I got a slight problem with just one of the captions, and I'll tell you about it off the air.
It's a disappointment.
Oh, they're all so funny. It doesn't matter which one hurts your feelings.
It's not my feelings.
I'm enjoying all of them so much.
No, my feelings are fine. I don't give a shit. It's my subsequent family members who may see this who may have a problem with this.
They're more of a McDonald's guy.
I just don't want my... Dude, it's
fine. You know what? I'll meet you in the middle. Midge, can you Photoshop them as the Hamburglar and the Grimace?
Oh my God, there's so many Indians in your family.
It's only
ridiculous.
In the chat. That's
not Indians, Brazilians.
Close enough.
Right?
Tootabang.
Holy shit.
Wow, this really is just. Holy shit. Oh my God.
How do we start talking about families?
God, Dutch, your family's enraging.
It's just. How did we start talking about families?
The more they smile, the more I want to fucking throw my computer through this window.
One picture, you dickhead. Just because you saw none of this growing up doesn't mean you have to get mad at me.
The only one I like in your family is that awkward Indian one that you can just tell doesn't want to be touched.
He's not Indian.
Like, whatever he is. Brazilian, Indian, same shit. He's really good at soccer. He looks really uncomfortable around you people. He doesn't want to be there.
Am I the only one that wishes Dutch was Kid Sids?
This IQ guy's face just says, quite frankly, I don't want to be here with these people. I'd rather be back in Mumbai fucking drinking a river of street shit water.
I don't think anything of what you said was accurate. It was so very inaccurate.
Oh, and then the one guy looks like the black dude from House of Cards.
One looks like Chappelle.
It's a kid in a wheelchair doing math. I don't know what's going on.
Is this why we can't have nice things?
Yes.
I want to apologize to my family members who are listening to this.
So angry at his perfect family. All of them.
Not perfect, dude. We've told stories over the years.
Oh, I know. It's the picture.
It's the picture that we're actually happy in that moment.
It's conceptually your perfect family that I hate. They don't exist.
Okay.
No family exists like that.
Well, Mersh says on paper, he hates your family.
Every morning, it's fresh gourmet coffee and blueberry pancakes at the Van Winkler
household. You want some fresh squeezed orange juice, baby?
But that picture does imply that, doesn't it?
It's as perfect can be.
So who says grace at Thanksgiving? Whose ever race is more pressed that year?
Depends on how many of our family members actually show up for Thanksgiving.
Whoever overcame the most.
Or do you just do it in every language?
When you have Thanksgiving upstairs, do you guys just bring paper plates down to the wheelchair guy?
No. My dad used to do it until... That's sad.
Everything.
I heard it, and it was sad.
Do you guys just get pre-cut turkey from Boston Market now?
Oh, my God, that's delicious.
I wish you weren't joking.
It's just impressive.
He said, I wish you weren't joking.
Oh, no. Did it kill Thanksgiving?
A little bit. It kind of killed all the holidays there, Marie.
Did it stop being about you? We didn't.
It was never about me. I'm the middle child of 23, Mersh. It was
23.
Never about me. Why do you think I do this? Why do you think I've ever done stand-up comedy?
By the way,
I need attention because I got none of it.
Mersh, I'm going to defend Dutch really quickly. The truth is, and look at this picture. Every picture that he's in with his family, they always hide him in the back. And
Dutch is in the back.
It's true.
The tall ones, I'm always in the back.
They always hide him.
By the way, 23 is not a number of siblings. That's a Mike Will Made It song with Miley Cyrus.
I don't even have that many people in my department.
I don't have that many friends.
Yeah.
When you have more family members than actual friends, that's not a good, healthy environment to like live your life in.
Oh God, she's right. Mal says it's 23 is a Jim Carrey movie.
Nah, dude. Yeah.
Seriously, you're
dude. I'm fully aware that it was this very strange and not normal.
Do you understand,
ideal world to live in.
Dutch? Do you understand that you have too many siblings? You have so many siblings that if you counted them all, you could not win a hand at blackjack. You would go bust playing blackjack.
Yeah, I was gonna say if we kind of, I could do both sides of a football team and still be plus one.
Seriously,
Maul's right. Dutch's family.
Well, obviously not plus one.
Well, hey,
if we're playing,
design is really fast.
If we're playing full court here, let's be honest, you'd not have a guy left over.
Well, he would be our plus one, obviously, in case somebody broke their ankle and we needed someone to, like, just kind of, you know, take a lane.
Here, hold a clipboard, kiddo. You can play manager.
Mom says Dutch's family is the black and white music video.
Basically, black, white, gray, sort of brown, not really white. We're not 100% sure what you are.
Oh, man, you're fucking...
Oh, my God, Dutch, can your family redo the black and white song from Michael Jackson?
No, we're over the whole family.
Your fucking family looks like a corporate training video for Staples.
Here's the thing. Is the youngest kid in our family is 19, so, like, we're all over the whole thing at this point, so...
His family looks like the It's a Small World where I grew up and developed a drinking problem.
Are you saying
that we have this many in a picture at our age is shocking.
He has one 19-year-old brother, and the parents are telling him, look, we're out of college money. Just pick a trade.
Yes,
we're not doing this anymore.
We can't afford it.
I'm the only one in my family who went to college.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at college boy over here.
Dutch is the only one who went to... Yeah, Dutch
we
is the
heard
only one.
You. You're a middle child.
Two-year college. Let's not get excited.
Dutch is the only one who went to college in his family.
Throwing jokes around.
He got a minority grant by showing them a picture of his family.
Exactly.
And just didn't tell him which one he was. Give
funny.
Me some free school.
Is that how he got it? Is that how Dutch was the only white guy, Bethune Cookman?
Well, which one are you in the picture? Oh, I'll see you in September. Don't worry about it. Just send the paperwork.
Exactly.
Just send the grant work.
Here's how great my dad is that I actually
I've seen
had to
Soul
pay for
Man. It's a good movie.
How cheap my dad is.
I see 23 multicolored children. Trust me, your dad is the fucking man. You don't need to sell me on your dad right now.
Is that he?
Shit.
All of his money went towards supporting this fucking army he decided to raise.
Good.
I had to pay for my own college.
Do you understand that's good? Your father is literally the anti-American man. Like, he's literally everything we complain about black athletes. Your father
isn't. You know what? I think it took less people to take down Gaddafi. I swear to God.
Seriously. Your dad is the yin to Antonio Cromartie's yang.
Right.
I think three of your siblings might be Cromartie kids. I don't know. He's been around a long time. He's been playing cornerback.
Very long.
Yeah, since the Colts were in Indianapolis. Or since the Colts were... God damn it, I meant to say Baltimore.
Yeah, close enough.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sweaty. That was so funny.
Yeah, that was fun. I had a good time.
That BK Kids Club picture made me laugh till I sweat.
That was hilarious.
I was going to say, man, it was a long time being in the barrel.
That was. I'm sorry, Dutch. We can move on. Let's move on.
Just take it.
I'm going to save that before it gets deleted forever.
You were a good sport about it.
Oh, I'm actually sweating.
Well, it's funny, but it's just, I really, it's just because I have so many members of my family. Somebody's going to hear this and somebody's going to see this and I'm going to have problems.
Yeah, it's true. They do always get mad at us.
This is going to be a problem, by the way.
If there's one thing I've learned.
Lighten up, man.
Well, they don't do radio.
You don't think
they don't do radio.
You're talking to me, shit fuck. I've been doing radio for 7 years.
They need to lighten up.
Oh, they don't do radio.
Jesus Christ.
They're civilians.
They're
That's
civilians.
The problem.
As civilians, they're horrible people then.
Jesus.
Jeez.
How about this? How about we go after the Sanzeri family next week? You want to do that?
Why is John so angry?
Let's see. Yelling at my family for something that they may or may not get offended by. I mean, you look at that picture. You tell me where they wouldn't get offended.
Why are you taking out all your squirrel problems on Dutch, John?
Yeah.
Because he has an airsoft gun.
It's not the proper firearm.
It's not.
I don't have a headache.
Do you want John to apologize to your family?
John, I want you to apologize to Dutch's family right now.
John, I want you to apologize too for the last seven
Thank
years
you.
In general.
Go ahead.
Oh man. You know, trying to do a wholesome show. We don't even know how it escalated to families and
you need to apologize
to
the damn wearer of
a Shut up, Dutch. He's apologizing.
He's one sentence in, and this is the worst apology ever.
You know, I'm sorry, you know, that, you know, Wheels and Lawnmower Guy and half the, you know, minor league basketball team are going to get offended over this photo.
This apology sounds sarcastic. Am I the only one picking that up?
What? No, it's, you know, we're all just trying to be fun, you know, wholesome, you know, good, clean family fun. And
One half of the Gainesville Gators.
Hey, this is John's apology.
You're right, go ahead.
And, you know, I mean, it's not our fault, you know, Dutch has to be roped into the middle of all this. And, you know, I'm just sorry that, you know, we have to, you know, make fun of, you know, his, you know, his downfalls. And I think we're, I think we need to turn it around. We're kind of missing the big picture here. And, yeah, go Eagles.
The only thing we need to turn around is this bit after that.
All right, John. Hey. I think
not
Dutch,
good. I'm going to give you a D minus on that one.
Dutch appreciates your apology, and as do I, and neither one of us accept.
Okay.
I don't think that helped anything. No. I think it made it worse.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Oh, my God. I have a headache.
Want to start over again? Maybe he just needs another. No? Okay.
Okay. No, nobody really. Else?
Okay.
Because we can.
Maybe he'll just keep digging himself deeper.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how to. Hey, look what I read. Half of hit and run drivers, quote, did not know it was illegal, study finds.
Good job.
What?
Judge. Good job. Good
they
job.
Didn't know it was
nearly
illegal?
Half of drivers convicted of hit and run offenses say they would have remained at the scene had they known fleeing was against the law.
How is that not?
That running someone over with their car was against the law.
Well, I didn't say running over, but just hitting somebody and then not staying there.
Well, they have a point, because technically when you flee and you get away, it's not against the law.
A survey also found that motorists aged 16
to 30...
Where is this
survey coming from?
Survey says...
I'm guessing it was somewhere close to the road, because they're motorists.
The eveningstandard.com.
What the
fuck
is...
The evening double standard.
Standard.co.uk.
I'll see, you know it's legit.
Nearly half the drivers convicted in hit-and-run offenses said they would have remained at the scene had they known. That. A survey also found that motorists 16 to 34 are most likely to have failed to stop after a crash because they were scared of the consequences. One-third of those quizzed left the scene. So one-third of everybody who gets into, like, a bumper...
So wait, was this a quiz given to only people who have been in car accidents? Or is this just random people pulled off the street?
Well, I'll answer your question, Marie. Some 300 and... Some 695 people convicted of carrying out a hit and run were pulled for the study last year, which were conducted in the University of Leicester. According to the survey, 40% would have stayed at the scene had they known it wasn't illegal to drive away. So they basically pulled people who were convicted of that, and essentially more than half of them said that they didn't know. Oh, I wouldn't know.
Well,
I couldn't
did they
do that.
Feel like it was a safe environment? Because I feel like all those people are goddamn liars.
Well, the better question is, have you guys ever been involved in like a hit and run?
No.
I was, but not the driver.
You were the passenger?
I was the passenger.
Was it a park car?
It was the, it was a park car in an apartment complex that remember the porn girl that I dated in Miami for a little while?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she hit a guy with her car, hit the car. And a guy was just out watering his lawn. Like, it wasn't his car, but it was like a whole, like, he looked at us like, what the fuck? And she just took off. But it was at her apartment complex. So she's like fleeing and we were driving. And I'm like, you have to go back. And she's like, why? I'm like, where the fuck are you going to go? And she's like, oh, yeah. Like, she was a fucking mess, this girl. She ended up disappearing like sometime later, like legitimately disappearing. But yeah, she hit the guy's car. I was like, you got to go back. There's not like you live there. Like, you're going to like eventually got to go back to the house.
Yeah, they're going to see the damage in the front part of your car.
So we went back and the guy was outside with the guy whose car I guess she'd hit. And we came back and the cops hadn't been there yet. So we got out and talked to him. And the guy was like, what is it? And it was like some Haitian dude. He's like, what is wrong with you? You hit my car. And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. And he's like, and then you just leave? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, why would you do that? And she's like,
I had to go get milk.
She legit was like, I don't know. I just thought that's like what you do. This is new to me.
I guess that survey's correct, because that's pretty much what she said.
So, like, I don't know. We worked it out, threw him a few bucks. She probably sucked his dick later, and it all went away.
Ew, Haitian dick?
I mean, she was of
John, you mixed. Don't have to suck Haitian dick if you
no
want to.
No one's making you suck any dick, John, really.
I was
really.
Going to say, why do you make it seem like that's what you have to do when you hit a car?
Yeah, this girl was half black anyway. So.
I thought she was Israel.
I hit one.
That wasn't
car.
The porn actress. That was the Bart.
That was the Mossad agent.
That was Fruit Tart Girl. That's not the porn actress.
Yeah, Fruit Tart.
When I was like 23, I was
when I were 23.
Downtown the Colorado Springs at the bars, and I, like, you know, you strike out with every girl, you know, at you know, there the night, and so you virtue your
you struck out.
Oh yeah.
Were you overly aggressive like you normally were? Did you talk down to them? Because that always works.
Keep ending your sentences with like that up inflection, like an Australian, and it makes it sounds funnier.
Mate,
Rocky.
Mate.
So
dingo.
So I basically had, you know, I text messaged like the six booty call.
The Logan,
the one who's not that hot.
The Logan Tittle, what she thinks of you, booty call. Yeah.
Yes. The Logan. Yeah. Girl looks like Logan Tittle, booty call. And, you know, I'm not condoning it, but I was completely hammered. I was driving or whatever. And it was like, you know, down one of the city streets. I clipped two cars.
Jesus.
That were parked on the side of the road. And I never went back. And I still feel bad about it to this day. Like sideswiped their cars to where I had their paint on the side of my car. My right driver, you know, my right rear view mirror was smashed in. And I guarantee I smashed at least one of those other cars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did. When I got the Infiniti, I rear-ended I backed into a car. And then I hit a stripper.
No, I didn't hit the stripper.
You hit a stripper?
I say speed bump.
I hit the stripper's car.
Oh, and, that's way different.
That was different.
I was completely out of my mind on drugs and alcohol that night, and we had some porn star fee. It was like one of those rare weekend nights I had off, and I had my girlfriend in the car and like three other girls with me, and we went, and it was just fucked up, and I tried to back out, and I really gave this stripper's car a good thrashing with the back of my car. I just bought the car, too, and then I fled. Even though I was the general manager of the place, I just fled, which that didn't work out. Because then my director of ops just called me and was like, did you just hit Brooke's car? I was like, look, man. And he goes, like, you got to fix this. I'm like, hey, he goes, well, you got to come back. And I'm like, I can't come back and fix it. I'm on a crazy amount of drugs. I said, tell her I'll give her money. Just we'll make it go away. It's fine. I ended up giving her. Yeah, I did. She got an estimate. It was like $1,000 worth of damage. It was bad. Fuck. Yeah. And it was a real, like, she wasn't hustling me. Yeah, it was like a grand worth of damage. That was just the damage to her car.
Boy.
Saved by the Bell theme restaurant opening in Chicago this June.
Please. I tell me it's called the Max.
No, we're not doing this.
It better be called the Max.
I don't
want
to do this.
Finally, a place where you can get the bad taste of the college years out of your mouth. I like the college years. Go fuck yourself.
He's leaving.
It's like everything about this show is just getting worse.
Saved by the Bell.
They have a series of meals that are inspired by the show, like the AC Sliders.
It just keeps getting worse.
The AC.
They sound pretty good.
Sliders.
They're like little burgers, but they're
named.
I'm not
even entertain this.
But
dude.
They're named after high school wrestling superstar.
And
take over your show.
Though former cast member Tiffany Thiessen dashed hopes for a Saved by the Bell reboot earlier this year, Saved by the Max, Saved by the Max is what it's called. The pop-up diner, previously announced in February, will officially open in Chicago's Wicker Park neighborhood.
Just start reading the next story.
Comedian and magician Ed Alonzo. Ed Alonzo's going to be there. The magician.
Kinsley Kinner wants charges dropped.
I didn't hear. Why don't you say it again?
What about that?
Oh, attorneys for
no
a
problem.
Man accused
and
of
magician Ed Alonzo, who had a recording role on the NBC comedy show.
Okay, never mind. This is way
a
more enraging.
Posted Tuesday
they
the restaurant's
say
YouTube
his
channel.
Constitutional rights were
the eatery will be modeled on the popular Bayside Eye, the Max.
I don't want to be on the show anymore.
County jail were recorded.
Guys, everybody.
Attorneys for 26-year-old Bradley Young filed the motion Monday in a Hamilton court to drop charges of murder, felony endangering child, and involuntary manslaughter.
All right, I have two questions, actually.
Yes,
I have a two-part question. One, Dutch, are we talking felony charges here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Royce, are we talking are they going to bring back the girl with the Brooklyn accent that was like
Well, to answer your question, that girl, she came because what happened was
generally
Kelly Kapowski went to Paris for a while.
Am I not needed? Because I can go.
Tory, so
to
Tory,
I can go right now.
So Tory,
I don't need to
come back.
I don't have to be.
Tory took over, right?
At the very least, I would say.
And here's the thing. They had two proms that year because Tori was there, and it's like then Kelly came back for no reason.
It actually sounds like when you want to like listen to something to go to sleep, and you open up two YouTube windows accidentally. Sounds like I'm listening to two podcasts. I'm trying to fall asleep. Close one of your browser windows, please.
Can you close the Royce browser window?
Oh yeah, sure. It's closed.
Okay. Butler County prosecutors Mike Gmosher. It's literally spelled G-M-O-S-E-R.
What's he reading? I don't even know what he's talking about.
I have no idea what he's saying.
This guy beat a 2-year-old to death once his murder charges acquitted because he didn't realize that when he was talking on a phone in jail that was being recorded.
Well, that's not funny.
Yeah, and my thing had a magician and had the Max. Mine had a magician. It had fucking Belding was there. Screech showed up. Oh. Lisa Turtle when she was still attractive before the surgery.
I mean, Saved by the Bell enrages me, but I'm not very entertained by your story, Dutch.
What's really going to make you mad is that Valley's going to open a restaurant across the
street.
Here's
where I was going to go with that, Marie. We're going to talk about that and hopefully get into conversation of, you know, the legality of being recorded. What should be? Have you been recorded before? Or have you ever had?
Nope.
I figured, oh, Mersh is on. He has crazy ex-girlfriends. I guarantee at least one of them is recorded.
Since
one of his phone
when?
Calls. And then yeah. I could interject in the time that I got my phone call. Recorded and attempted to get used against me. Uh-huh. And I was like, that's not even anything.
I thought
it'd be a fun little thing we could talk about. So sorry for not being
not having fun.
I was trying to quarterback this fucking show, you assholes who want to talk about stupid fucking Saved by the Bell every fucking week. Go fuck your mother.
I know what'll fix this.
And that brings us back to the present.
Excited to see Jesse Spano overcome her addiction to diet pills.
Yeah, you're right. She did overcome.
You're playing. I'm just gonna press every button.
All right, right. I give up. Go ahead.
It really, it's not even like fun anger. It's like legitimate anger.
Thank you, Marie.
That's my favorite kind.
I was literally trying.
You're the worst.
And Doug Wheely says Stacey Carosi was fine as fuck.
Stacey Carosi, that's what it was. That's what I was looking for, Leah Remini.
Stacey Carosi.
Honestly, I would say send Doc to the prize closet, but that's a different show.
No.
That's a different show.
I have a prize for Doc. I have Sanjaya Malakar dancing to the music in my head.
Whoa!
Memoirs of the People's Idol.
That's a first edition run,
too. Because here, that's funny that you said that because I just opened up my envelope of prize for Doc and it said a new co-host who isn't a psychopath bitch. How about that?
Isn't that bad, is he?
Okay, fine.
Honestly, I thought I was in the running until he started adding all these fucking prerequisites to the job.
I also have the novelization of the movie RoboCop. Do you want that, Doc? Is that better for you? Oh, and also VHS of 7-Minute Abs. Whatever you want. Okay, whatever you want.
It won't work, but you can always watch it.
Yeah, it's great.
By the way, oddly enough, if you do 14 minutes, double up. You'll see the results faster.
Fucking Stacey Carosi was also the wife on King of Queens, by the way. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, she was also a Scientologist.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was.
She was a Scientologist. That is true. She's not anymore.
Oh, my God. Wait, Stacey Carosi was fucking Leah Remini?
Yeah. That's her.
Oh, my Super God. Young. I just now made the connection.
Super young.
Wait, no. I'm getting roped in your stupid Saved by the Bell. What the fuck am I doing? Dude, you're like Spider-Man. You just web everybody in.
Oh, wow. She used to be really hot, though. Ew, Jesus Christ.
She's actually still holding up pretty good.
Yeah.
She could still get it.
Scientology does wonders for the bodies, man.
She's turned into a mess.
But, I mean, this is just proof also that women are just pretty when they're younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you really just shouldn't associate with anybody over the age of 28.
Yeah, they age like milk.
Well?
Definitely not a fine wine.
Oh. That was fun.
I'm right here, guys.
I had a really fun show.
Except for Marie. Thanks. She's awesome.
Thanks, you're John.
Welcome. Yeah, I hope it always cuts out when you try to compliment you. So
No, no, go ahead with your Saved by Bell.
Oh, please, you got a joke? Fine, no problem. My favorite episode.
Why did you do that, Dutch?
Because I'm trying to buy time, so I need to find any song.
Because he's a glutton for punishment.
My favorite episode is when Slater's dad, who for some reason wasn't Hispanic and was in the Army, came back and was telling him that he had the move again because he was an Army brat.
Yeah, he was kind of Hispanic, like a little bit.
Was he?
Yeah, he looked a little. He got that little onion-heady Mexican look.
Remember,
onion-heady?
Remember when Jesse...
Yeah, they kind of have like heads like shaped like onions.
Yeah.
Like upside-down onions.
He had waffle fry hair.
It's just that he's a fan of so many things, and nothing enrages me more than just the mention of Saved by the Bell.
What's wrong with Saved by the Bell?
No, nothing's wrong
with... It was a terrible show, Royce.
No,
get over it. It was
no,
a bad wait. Show.
Nothing was wrong with the show. Everything is wrong with how much you like it. You were the worst fan.
Best fan.
Breast fan.
Because I know every episode.
In the history of television watching, you should be forbidden to talk about it.
Remember their wedding, the wedding episode? Like, it was like a movie?
It's like you put the Chris Farley character to shame.
All right, Cakes, why were you better than everyone else?
Because I have a squirrel friend that I like to protect to the death.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I have an Oktoberfest in April.
Or an Octer.
Octerfest.
Marie.
I'm not better. I'm not better. This episode made me not better than everyone.
Mersh. I don't know if I'm better than you, but I'm better than Royce because I was always more of a California dreaming guy.
Ah, boo. Bet you like the new class too, faggot.
Royce, why are you better?
I'm better than you because Stacey Carosi can get it.
That Scientologist ass.
And I'm better than you because I'm going to jerk off to Liam Remini.
Dude, look at that. Fucking was really hot.
I'll give her some of that Xeno dick.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give her my thetans.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week on Dutch and Royce. Don't forget to listen tomorrow.
Hippo Juice.
Mercy Poo, you going to be on?
I'll be around, probably not on Hippo Juice because I work. Yeah, but thanks for having me, folks. Yep. At Mersh on Twitter for all the new listeners out there.
Mm-hmm. Right, is Fifth Circle going to be getting on a
We are
going
to be doing a show. We will have a regular schedule, but we want to go in a new direction.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say right now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, tune in for the Fifth Circle making its grand appearance back on More Like Radio. Yep. Any other plugs, guys?
No, I think that's it. Pastor Royce is going to be answering some questions tomorrow. He told me to tell you guys. So send those in to PastorRoyce'sLove@gmail.com or Facebook.com/PastorRoyce.
All righty. If nothing else, then we will see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.
Later. Money.